Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama out of the country again, landing a short while ago in Portugal for a NATO summit focusing on Afghanistan and economic worries. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is also in Lisbon live.
That's right, Dave. It's going to be
one of the most important summits in the history of our alliance.
As NATO's Secretary General, NATO leaders here in Lisbon will adopt a new mission statement, perhaps reflecting a shift in threats from Al-Qaeda rather than Russia. Right now, many European nations are cutting defense spending, so President Obama will be urging them to focus better their remaining budgets. And on Afghanistan, NATO is expected to agree a deadline to hand over security there 4 years from now, Dave.
Alistair, late Wednesday night, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski declared victory in Alaska.
We made history.
Not so fast. Her GOP challenger won't quit. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum has this live.
Dave, Joe Miller is just not ready to throw in the towel.
We owe it to the voters of the state of Alaska to continue the count.
That was on Wednesday, but now he's gone to court to try to stop the state of Alaska from officially certifying the vote count, which would make Lisa Murkowski the winner right now by about 10,000 votes. Miller's campaign going through voter registration logs, looking for evidence of fraud or anything that could tip the results his way, Dave.
Hank, 27 coal miners stuck underground in New Zealand after an explosion, but we don't know if they're dead or alive, and rescuers have to wait to be sure the mine is safe before they can go in. Five miners did survive, emerging dazed and slightly hurt. An Ohio man, already charged with kidnapping a 13-year-old girl found alive in his basement, could soon be an accused killer. Her brother, mother, and mom's friend found dead.
The bodies were located in a wooded area, inside of garbage bags, in a hollow tree.
Knox County Sheriff David Barber says that Matthew Hoffman led them to those bodies. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Now at the Home Depot, get a 7.5-foot artificial Christmas tree for just $99. Preloaded with 700 lights, this bright, beautiful Wesley pine is $40 off the regular price. That's $40 you can put toward new trimmings, like our Martha Stewart Living ornaments and decorations. We're lowering the cost of plugging in Christmas with 7.5-foot pre-lit trees, just $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 20th, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, save up to an extra $80 with a purchase of 4 Goodyear or Dunlop tires after mail-in rebate. And all cargo carriers are on sale starting as low as $69.99. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert, stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
The official jeweler of Aggie Athletics, David Gardner, invites you to come by David Gardner's Jewelers before you head to watch A&M beat the hell out of Nebraska on Saturday. We'll have Chef Tay from Veritas cooking up gourmet game day food from 11:30 to 2 in his mobile bistro. While you're here, come inside to earn double points on all David Yurman purchases and see our newest collection, Michelle Watches. Fabulous designer watches starting at $300. Come check out what the official jeweler of Aggie Athletics has going on game day.
It's time to do your Christmas shopping. Don't wait for the rush. Order your Christmas presents now from Monograms and More. For the staff that works so hard. For that special someone. Even that hard to shop for friend or family member. Specialized monogrammed items like jackets, fleece, caps, even corporate gifts and more. Don't get stuck in the Christmas rush. Order that special gift now at monograms-more.com or call 693-7773. Monograms and More.
Weather pattern is going to be generally fair for the next several days, and we're going to notice temperatures inching up, especially into the weekend. But through the nighttime hours, generally clear skies as we drop down through the 40s overnight, and coming up into Friday, mostly sunny and right back up to 65 to 70. Won't be as cold on Friday night, about 50 degrees then, and it should be a sunny and warmer day on Saturday. Afternoon temperature low to mid 70s and probably upper 70s on Sunday with increasing clouds. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 41 degrees right now at the studios. Knocking on the door of 70, as you heard Gary say. We'll take another look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County grand jury has increased the severity of the crime against a College Station man accused of killing a local woman 2 months ago. The grand jury indicted 45-year-old Stanley Griffin on a charge of capital murder in the strangulation death of Jennifer Haley. Haley's 9-year-old son reported what happened in their College Station apartment on September 19th. Griffin was also arrested for injuring the boy. He remains jailed. On the heels of 3 department heads leaving Bryan City government, now comes a consolidation of 2 more departments. Interim City Manager Keene Register has announced the merger of the Public Works and Water Services offices. Public Works Director Linda Huff says when she heard about the change, it gave her and her husband the chance to visit about their futures. Huff has announced she's leaving, which follows nearly 20 years with the city in various roles.
Well, it comes at a good, you know, that timing and change for the city comes at a time change with me personally and professionally, whereas I'm really ready to move on and start a different chapter in my life. So I took the opportunity to let them know that.
Huff says she'll continue to work in a transitional role on a temporary basis. Register named Water Services Director Jason Barfneck to lead the newly consolidated Public Works Water Department.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good opportunity for both departments. It'll be an opportunity for us to look at how we're organized and meet with those staff members in Public Works and Water Services and see where we go from here.
Barfneck is in his 10th year with the city of Bryan. The hurdle to override a presidential veto at Texas A&M proved too high for opponents of a controversial tuition program. Supporters of ending in-state tuition fees for illegal immigrants were unable to override the veto issued by the student body president. The override vote was 34-25, falling a dozen short of the required two-thirds supermajority. Student Senator Stephen Crumpley says more than 300 illegals attend Texas A&M and 12,000 at all state-funded universities.
Representative Leo Berman, the state legislator, is still going to bring up a bill about this in this next session in the state legislature. And I think it's still an overall success. We've got a lot of coverage for it. People actually know about the issue now.
The program enjoys the support of arguably the state's most famous Aggie, Governor Rick Perry. While the student senate's vote authorizes no official action, its opinion was sought by state lawmakers in Austin. Speaking of Governor Perry, he's taking over as chairman of the Republican Governors Association. Perry last held the job in the 2008 cycle. The new vice chairman is Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, who was elected last fall. GOP rising stars round out the new leadership team, including Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, South Carolina Governor-elect Nikki Haley, incoming New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. It could be the first step toward the state allowing cities and counties to consider metro forms of government. Jim Forsythe has that story.
Representative-elect Lyle Larson, who's been both a city council member and a county commissioner, says it's time to let big cities like Austin, Houston, and San Antonio merge with Travis, Harris, and Bexar counties.
As you see declining revenues at all levels of government, this is the time to look for more efficiencies.
He says the cities and counties could combine law enforcement, other operations, and governments. He says 80% of big city residents support consolidation. In San Antonio, Jim Forsythe, TSN News.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley held its Philanthropy Day reception this week. Checks for more than $1,000 were presented to Elder Aid and Habitat for Humanity. It was also announced this year's honorees of the 7th Annual Foundation Tribute Luncheon are Stephanie Sale and Jim Singleton. The Community Foundation is a nonprofit organization that manages more than 50 funds, totaling $1.5 million for donors throughout the Brazos Valley. The foundation has awarded more than $60,000 in grants to area charities. And this afternoon at 5 is the deadline to enter the 84th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. Chairwoman Penny Zinn expects music to be represented well, considering the theme, Rockin' Around Christmas.
Of course, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band is going to be there this year. We also have commitments from the Bryan High School and from Consolidated and from Rudder High School. So, and we usually have a few from outside the area. Those entries are still coming in, obviously. So we some of them we have in hand, and some of them we're still waiting on. And, you know, everybody can have music hooked up. I expect we're going to hear, you know, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree on a few entries this year.
The entry form is available online at bcsparade.com. Again, the deadline, 5 o'clock today. WTAW News Time is 610, 41 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, there's a lot of new products that have recently come out in the hardwood area. There's a lot of new colors as well. There are exotic hardwoods from all over the world. There's a lot of bamboo being used right now, a lot of cork flooring that's in the hardwood category.
These are things that we'd never thought of before as a typical floor. Maybe it was a luxury floor, but it's now affordable for everyone to have.
That's right. There's something for every price range in hardwood flooring now.
Tell us about what the hardwood looks like now, and why do people want pre-finished wood?
Well, pre-finished wood can hold up as long or longer than a solid sand and finish type product, just because in the factory they can control the environment in which they're making it. They can control the humidity, the moisture in the product, and they can control the finish that's applied to them.
They have the beautiful guarantee, a guarantee that you're going to love the floors you choose, or it's free.
Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF, about 70 for a high temperature today. Winds back around out of the south, so that'll be nice. Tonight, maybe some fog forming late at night. By the way, there is some fog out there in some low-lying areas. Low of about 50. Then tomorrow, really nice weather. 74 will be our high temperature. Maybe some fog tomorrow night. Saturday night, our low will again be around 60 degrees. And then right at 80, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and a slight chance of showers. Right now, we have about 40 outside, again, with some fog and mist in certain low-lying areas.
There you go. Coming up in sports, it's a big old weekend. We got high school football, had some last night. We got a lot more tonight. We'll talk about that. And, of course, the Aggies in Nebraska, it's a record pull for students. Tickets, almost over 28,000, I believe, have already gotten their tickets, and there's still another 1,000 seats or so to sell. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
I heard a number yesterday.
You heard a number?
I heard a number from very, very trusted sources, and gonna be knocking on the door of an all-time record.
Of 88-something, huh?
88.3 is the record.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Seats on the track. People paying money.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Asking me to please, would you scoot down there, sir?
How's that going to work for you? Yeah, you're going to be standing in people's way, aren't you?
Well, but I'm always walking around. I never stand in one
place.
He's
a rolling stone.
That's
it. He gathers no moss.
No moss on him.
Right.
Okay. All right. See how that works out for you. We've got parking places, don't we?
And that's all that matters.
That's
actually,
right.
So.
Actually, we got a hunting license is what we have. All right, so Baltimore police say two brothers have been charged as juveniles with stealing a dozen reptiles and a hissing cockroach from a city-run nature center. Police say the iguana, gecko, chameleon, turtles, and a wingless insect called a Madagascar hissing cockroach.
You ever seen those before?
Yes, I have.
They're pretty interesting.
They're large.
They're big. They're about 2 inches long, about an inch wide.
They do hiss.
And but actually more about 3 inches long, I guess. But yeah, and you kind of poke them, and they. Pssst,
yeah.
Pssst.
Just as soon stay away. They can't hurt you, but they're just, you know, they take flight. It's like a bat. Anyway, they were stolen from Baltimore's Kerry Murray Nature Center. Police say the suspects are boys aged 11 and 14. Entered the nature center at night through unlocked doors or windows. Well, it's a gecko. How's the gecko going to get out? Right. Only time he leaves is when he's doing the commercial.
That's right.
That's it. That's all there is to it. That's the oddest story I have today that we can talk about on the radio.
Mm.
There's some others, but I don't want to be unseemly because, after all, it's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, is Friday Morality Day?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Wondering what that day is.
Yeah, I was curious.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Info.
Nation.
Actually, tomorrow's the beginning of National Bible Week. So,
really? Oh, well, good.
Try to get a start on that.
We can have a devotional later on in the show.
We're already on the fifth floor. That makes it the upper room, right?
Now you might be committing a little blasphemy.
All right.
We're here visiting with Mike Vivaldi, GM of Team Ford.
Hey guys, no other dealership in the Brazos Valley is currently offering a lifetime warranty. Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer you a lifetime warranty on any new Ford you purchase from Team Ford. So come in and purchase any new Ford and receive a lifetime powertrain warranty on your vehicle. Offered exclusively at Team Ford in Navasota.
Team Ford in Navasota, home of the lifetime warranty. Visit myteamford.com.
A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants to provide you with convenient game day parking starting at just $10. Public paid parking lots are located at the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, near the Vet School, and the Central Northside and West Campus parking garages. Free shuttles are available for campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day parking information, please visit the web at transport.tamu.edu. Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Hey, it's 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just...
Do you have birthdays?
Yeah, I have birthdays, okay. And the biggest computer problems known to man.
Oh,
but other than that, that's okay.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
The biggest computer problems?
I really believe so. I've never seen this computer as slow as it is today.
I think we got a little hyperbole here.
Yeah, there you go.
Hyperbole.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a man in Navasota that's real angry with me right now, but hey, he's just going to have to cool it. Okay. Because I got stuff to do and a computer that don't want to do it.
Okay.
Matter of fact, you're going to have to help me with weekend birthdays.
Oh, I could do that.
My weekend birthdays will not click. Okay. It finally clicked about 12 minutes after I first clicked it. Okay.
So, in other words, you can report that tragedy was averted.
Well, it...
Temporarily.
We're not sure it's averted yet. Well, I know about today, though. Dick Cavett's birthday is today. He's 74 years old today. Ted Turner's birthday is today. He's 72.
Friend of the show.
Who is this? Four seconds, right?
We got hello, and then who is this?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the hello is a nice greeting.
Oh, sure it was.
Yeah, there you go. Actor Dan Haggerty. Didn't he play some bearded guy?
I don't believe he's with us anymore, is he?
It's Grizzly Adams, man. Yeah.
Grizzly Adams?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. According to this, he is. We'll check him out, though.
Sure,
but
we will.
If he is, he's 69 years old.
The last time I asserted that someone was dead, I was proven quite wrong. I think I killed two people in the same show one morning.
Okay, so Dan Haggerty. He is. He apparently is still alive. So good for
there
him.
There you go. Actress...
No, stop. Wait.
Wait.
No,
stop the presses.
Stop. No, there's more.
What? He's about to die?
No.
Is he not doing well?
Well, now this says, okay, Wikipedia says he's alive. Then I look at his, this other one. The
IMDb?
The late Dan Haggerty.
Well, maybe he's like me this morning. He was just late.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Anyway. All right.
Yeah, I think it's going to work. Kathleen Quinlan, the actress, is 56. Uh-huh. Glennis O'Connor. The actress is 85 years old. 55, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to add 30 years to you.
That extra 30.
Yeah. 55 years old.
She's 85. Didn't look a day over 55.
Yeah. Meg Ryan, one of the great movie scenes of all time, is 49 years old.
Talking to Joe and the Volcano?
Yeah. Top Gun.
Yeah, that's the one. Tony Rich, the singer, turns 39 years old. Billy Currington is a country singer. As 37 years old today. And rapper Little Mo, as opposed to Big Mo, is 33 years old.
Not Large Mo.
Okay. Mo Howard, nothing like that.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I got for today.
Okay.
Wait.
No,
keep going.
Terry Farrell.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Now, are you sure?
Well, about what?
Yeah, okay. Because you don't have Alan Young.
Mr. Ed?
From Mr. Ed fame.
God, is he still, Wilbur's still
he
alive?
He is 91.
No.
Wilbur. Yeah.
Now, he's not actually the oldest person who has a birthday today, because Larry King has a birthday.
Oh, that's right.
And he's 191.
Larry's old. Yeah. And Terry Farrell, if you remember, played Dax on Deep Space Nine, 47. And Rico DiSpirito, is that his name?
Oh, Rocco DiSpirito.
Okay.
You almost got it.
Yeah, the chef guy.
Yeah, he'd be 40 and 4.
Rico DiSpirito.
I don't know. Uh-huh. And Ahmad Rashad. Football boy, be 60 and 1.
That's all today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what I miss tomorrow. Is Estelle Parsons still with us, the actress?
I believe so.
83.
Good for her.
There you go. Richard Dawson.
Yeah.
78 years old. Little Dickie Smothers turned 71 years old tomorrow.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. The Vice President of the United States.
Oh.
Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
68 years old.
Not his hair, though.
No way. He's 68 years old. Bo Derek's birthday.
Now
she's well past a 10.
Now this is, go ahead.
She's 54.
Now this is interesting. Remember whose birthday was yesterday?
Linda Evans.
Ah,
both
there you
married
go.
To John Derrick.
Exactly.
How about that?
So that made it easy for John when it came birthday time. He just knew right around Thanksgiving he had a couple of birthdays he needed.
Yeah, but do you think since he was married to Bo Derrick second that he ever gave her a birthday present a day early? And she's like, I know what you're remembering.
Yeah, exactly. So,
my birthday's not till tomorrow. Yeah.
Once again, so Scott, do you think Bo Derrick's good looking? I mean, you didn't think much of Linda Evans.
And they
Evans.
They look similar, but no, I do. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of creepy that they look so much alike and they were both married to the same dude.
Again, there was a movie called Put the Kid in the Movie, and it was the story of John Derrick. And it was an odd little movie. But not once did he mention the name of Linda Evans.
Oh.
Can you imagine? You've been married to Linda Evans, and she does not appear in a movie that obviously, is about your life.
Obviously, Tom would mention it often.
Yes.
That's right. Josh Turner is a country singer, turns 33 years old tomorrow. And Dwayne Allman, is he with the band? Yeah, the Allman Brothers?
He'd be with the Dead, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, Dwayne is dead?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dwayne.
Yeah, okay.
Then that's all I got.
All right, Veronica Hamill, she was a statuesque actress who was on
Hill Street Blues.
She's 67. Joe Walsh is collecting bets. He's 63. White House correspondent Judy Woodruff from NBC would be 64. Let's see, Carol Lindley, if you remember her, she's 21. And Dierks Bentley. Right.
Carol Lindley. I know an old actress.
Cody Lindley.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Cody Lindley.
I was going to say.
Who knew? Mark Gastineau would be 54, and Dierks Bentley's 35.
There you go.
Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
If you're old, you remember him. He's 68 years old.
Dierks Bentley is engaged to that little country singer who was here last week, Miranda Lambert.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They're going to do a George Jones, Tammy Wynette tour type thing.
Well, I don't know if it'll be quite that sparky.
Yeah,
but,
that was kind of a fiery thing. It was. Yeah.
Okay. My computer's gone blitz. I have nothing on Sunday.
All right,
I
on
can't.
Sunday we got, sorry, Nick. Okay, Nicolette Sheridan be 47 years old. Remember her from K-Knot's Landing. And Goldie Hawn, 65.
Yeah.
Marlo Thomas, every time we do this birthday, we're just shocked to know that she's 73 years old.
But she sounded more and more like it every time. Is she a smoker, or did her voice just do that?
Her voice was really kind of had a lower register,
right,
or a gravelly register, even when she did That Girl. It's just, I think.
I mean, now, she's no age. Suzanne Plachette, but.
Right, but as age has gone on, I believe that's probably just gotten.
She's alive, and Suzanne's not.
Right. Harold Ramis, he was one of the Ghostbusters, and he's a director now. He's 66 years old.
It's about his waistband, too.
It is. Troy Aikman, quarterback boy, be 44. Earl the Pearl Monroe, be 66. Stan the Man Musial, would be 90. Ken Griffey Jr., is 41. Bjork, is that the guy's name?
It's a girl.
Girl, okay. Yeah. There you go. On top of that, I'm glad Chase is here to keep all that stuff in line, because I know our listeners would be calling in protest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Be 45.
If there are any left at this point.
Yeah, 45, that's all.
And now the voice of reason for Perkins.
Listen. That's the sound of an actual stomach growl after a skimpy $2 meal. Sounds angry. To skimpy $2 meals, the voice of reason must say no. Say yes to real value at Perkins with our new Scramblers. Crispy breakfast potatoes, scrambled eggs, tasty ingredients, delicious sauce, and melted cheese. Served with two sides. Scramblers. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins restaurants.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so everyone is concerned about these enhanced pat-downs and full body scans. And our producer, Linda McLaughlin, well, she produced a little song. We got it, the full song on Hannity.com, but I thought you'd like to put a smile on your face this morning.
You sit me down, your hand is a mask, stick it sunrise. Picture. I don't want any civil rights.
keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now, 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new healthcare law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center. It's going to be pretty nice today. Look for a high temperature around 70. With south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, maybe some fog. It'll form probably after 3 a.m., so if you're out real late, then you might be impacted by it. If not, then first thing in the morning on Saturday. But speaking of Saturday, other than that, should be spectacular. 75 or so for a high temperature, 60 for a low tomorrow night. Then we're near 80 on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Slight chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday. Right now, humidity is 93%. The winds are calm. We've got fog and mist out there in some low-lying areas, so be aware of that. It's 40 degrees.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy new signature treats made fresh at the farm. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan Pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
People who are truly happy live their lives a little differently than the rest of us. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
An email from Ellen Phillips of Franklin, Texas. Hi, Sinus Buster. I had awful sinus problems until I used your Sinus Buster nasal spray. I was feeling relief in less than a minute. My old spray warned me to stop using it after 3 days or congestion might worsen. Well, who suffers for only 3 days? You can use all-natural Sinus Buster for weeks. If you're smart, you'll use this email in a commercial. Oh, we're smart, Ellen. It's called Sinus Buster, and it's nothing but relief.
Hi, my name is David Mirasu. Until I say it, no one else really can. Everyone from the dentist to the mailman struggles with it.
Table for Mira Sal?
Mirasu. It's a delicious mouthful, smooth on the tongue. America's favorite Pinot Noir from America's oldest winemaking family, 150 years in the making. We're the bottle with the sun on the label. Mirasu, life is good under the sun.
Copyright 2010 Mirasu Vineyards, Modesto, California. All rights reserved.
How do you live a happy life? Ask happy people and they'll tell you.
If you want to be happy, you have to get outside of yourself, because this obsessive focus on self is one of the greatest sources of our unhappiness. And it's an interesting paradox for us.
John Izzo, author of the book The Five Secrets You Must Discover Before You Die, interviewed 250 genuinely happy people.
These people who other people said were the happiest people they know were, for the most part, very non-judgmental people. They tended to really be kind and accepting of other people, and they even talked to me about how important that was. If you wanted to be a happy person, make people a priority in your life. And so many times in our society now, people fall to the wayside to all the tasks.
John believes that happy people have a fundamentally different view of life.
One of the things that I kept hearing as I talked to these people is that life is not a contest. Stop judging your life, just start living your life. And here's what that meant. First of all, be in a place of gratitude. Focus on the things you have in your life, not the things that you don't have.
And another important secret to happiness.
To give more than you take. Many of these people said that when they began their lives, like so many of us, they thought, you know, the greatest happiness I will get in my life is what I get from the world. But they said, the longer I live, the more I realize that the greatest happiness was always what I gave, not what I got.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's not too early to work on the best gift you can give this holiday season. TuVideo will bring your old movies, photos, and videos back to life by putting them on DVD. Transfer and edit your memories into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD, and it's all done right here. TuVideo handles all film and video formats, including consumer high definition. For more information, visit www.tuvideo.ws. That's the number, tuvideo.ws. Or call 979-690-8880.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Bailey with Bailey Health and Wellness Centers and Waldenbrook Estates. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 41 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 70. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. 2 months ago this morning, a 9-year-old boy told authorities his mother had been killed. On Thursday, a Brazos County grand jury indicted 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station for capital murder. Griffin is accused of strangling Jennifer Haley in her College Station apartment on the morning of September 19th. Griffin was also arrested for injuring the boy and remains jailed. Interim Bryan City Manager Keene Register has announced the consolidation of two departments. Water Services Director Jason Barfnecht will also be responsible for public works activities.
You need to sit down and visit with the public works staff and kind of see what they have going on. I'm not real familiar with everything, but have been involved with the CIP projects and some of the other projects I kind of know about but don't know much detail. So I need to get involved with them and see exactly what they have going on and see what kind of improvements we can make.
Public Works Director Linda Huff, who is stepping down, says the timing was perfect.
One of the good things is the city has asked me to stay on in the transitional role, and that's going to also enable me to kind of look at my options. And I'm real excited about that. I'm not sure if I'll go back into I could go into private sector. I could go back into public sector. We've even toyed with the idea of moving back to Arkansas.
Huff leaves after nearly 20 years with the city in a variety of roles. Barfnecht is in his 10th year with the city of Bryan. The merger follows the departure of three department heads since August. It was Texas lawmakers who sought the opinion of the Texas A&M University Student Senate about repealing in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. A majority of the Senate voted to repeal. The student body president issued a veto, and the Senate fell short of overriding the veto. Student Senator Stephen Crumpley noted the impact on A&M and all state-funded universities.
The last report that I saw was around 304 illegal aliens who are attending Texas A&M, and about 12,000 attend all of the Texas universities.
The veto override vote was 34-25, falling a dozen short of the required two-thirds supermajority. Texas awarded more than $33 million in student aid to illegals between the fall of 2004 and summer 2008 semesters. Tom DeLay's defense team has rested its case at his money laundering trial in Austin. DeLay's attorneys wrapped up their case on Thursday, taking about 2 days to present five witnesses in the ex-lawmaker's defense. DeLay is accused of using his political action committee to illegally channel $190,000 in corporate donations into 2002 Republican Texas legislative races through a money swap. In comparison, prosecutors presented more than 30 witnesses over nearly 10 days. Closing arguments are expected on Monday. The Texas economy is poised to grow in the new year. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
There is economic improvement both nationally and in Texas, and Comerica Bank chief economist Dana Johnson says he thinks that will continue.
If that's right, what I would expect our indicator to show in the months ahead is some sort of a renewed upward trend.
But there is some bad news. Johnson says both nationally and in Texas, the housing market is still lagging behind in recovering and remains stagnant, and he isn't sure when that will turn around. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has announced this year's honorees of the 7th Annual Foundation Tribute Luncheon. Jim Singleton and Stephanie Sale were recognized for their contributions to the community and to area nonprofits. The foundation also held its Philanthropy Day reception this week. Checks for more than $1,000 were presented to Habitat for Humanity and Elder Aid. The Community Foundation has awarded more than $60,000 in grants to area charities. The foundation is a nonprofit organization that manages more than 50 funds, totaling more than $1.5 million for donors throughout the Brazos Valley. And Rockin' Around Christmas can still use you. Entries for the 84th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade are being accepted until today at 5 o'clock.
We have them divided up according to two divisions. For example, there's a college division. There is a community youth division. There are elementary school. It's all divided up into age-appropriate kind of activities, and of course then into small and large business depending upon how many employees that an organization has. And realizing that the budgets are different, and so we didn't feel it was, you know, appropriate to judge everybody the same depending upon what kind of resources they had.
Parade Chairwoman Penny Zent says entry forms and all associated information can be found online at bcsparade.com. Again, the deadline to submit parade entry forms is today at 5 here at the Bryan Broadcasting Office. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 41 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series. The one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years. The one that's faster and more powerful than the A4, the C300, and the IS250. The one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not. And the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, Car and Driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
It's 6:37. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Through today, we'll have sunshine with a few passing clouds, up to 65 to 70, so we're turning milder, and tonight clear to partly cloudy, low temperature upper 40s to low 50s. Nice day tomorrow for the last home football game of the season. We'll be partly sunny and temperatures during the afternoon, low to mid 70s, then increasing clouds down to 60 at night, and a warm day Sunday, mix of clouds and sun, high temperature well up in the 70s and around 80 with a slight chance of a shower or two Monday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hopefully coming up in sports, we'll have some sports for you, even hear from some coaches. Hey, people got worse problems than mine. I'm not even going to talk about it, but let's just say I've been throwing stuff in here, okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. You know when you get on a computer and everything you click takes about 34 seconds for it to react?
Uh-huh.
Everything?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like my November the 21st birthday's just showed up, and I clicked that 20 minutes
ago.
That's
fun. Did you BRB?
What's that?
Did you hit the big red button?
No, I haven't been able to yet because I got stuff to do, but so I'm doing it. But anyway.
Go do that now then.
That big red button.
Yeah, turn it off and turn it back on. Just kind of remind it that you're here.
Right.
That you're in control.
I'm going to do that in just a moment, but if I did that right now, then yesterday's sports would play on the zone here in about 10 minutes if I did that. But everything's going to be fine. This is my problem. It ain't roofing houses. Everything's okay. We will be talking about the Aggie football game tomorrow and lots of high school playoff sports tonight. And the Aggie men's basketball team plays tonight and the women play at Rice tomorrow. We got that and more. It's really going to be coming up in sports. I believe.
Well, kind of, tying sports into politics and things like that. I mean, pretty interesting story in the Austin American Statesman yesterday about the University of Texas football team.
And they're losing the field as well as on.
Their big game this weekend.
Yes. Been a downturn bringing in the revenues there.
Oh, I bet.
Last week, UT Athletics Department dumped 1,000 tickets for the home game this week against Florida Atlantic University.
Yeah.
For $25 a piece. Face value on these puppies was $70. At Ticket City, some seats for the game were going for $15. According to the CEO of Ticket City, one Randy Cohen, he said he's taking about $50 a hit on each of those tickets that he's got for that game. He said, we're selling tickets way below cost and a little below the cost for the Aggie game, according to him. And then they went over to the University Co-op. And, of course, they can remember it wasn't that long ago when they had those Rose Bowl National Championship BCS anythings, fill in the blank, ashtrays, cup holders, coasters. You coughing? You going to be all right?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that that's down, and estimated that the crowd at game day tailgating events involving his store down 20 to 30%.
Mm-mm-mm.
See, and that's money that they just plain counted on. I'm sorry. That's the old don't count your chickens till they hatch. But you know what?
But they did.
They did, and they expected it to be there, and it's not. And there probably will be fewer people banging around at old Darrell K. Royal Memorial Stadium this Saturday when they play Central Florida Atlantic Polytechnical University of Road Graveling.
Yeah, good. And they'll be looking ahead to A&M.
Yeah,
they will. That Florida Intercontinental will be. They'll be up 30-12 at half.
That'll be fun. Yeah. People will be leaving. Let's go to Schultz's.
Yeah.
There's something going on at 6th Street. It's got to be more entertaining than this.
That's right.
Well, so the House yesterday defeated a bill that would extend the long-term jobless benefits, even though a majority of the lawmakers voted for it. How's that work? Well, the deal is it passed 258 to 154, but you've got to have a super majority because this was a piece of legislation that was in the fast-track category. And so for that, you have to have a super majority, so they didn't. So they went and found a Democrat who could really speak the way that the Democrats want to speak. They got the one and only, we love her, we know her, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Ah! Yeah, there you go.
Looking
for that flag on Mars.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
She said, how dare we not provide an extension of unemployment benefits? How long have we been doing this now? We're on about 2 years.
Quite a while.
About right? Yeah. So anyway, she pointed at the Republicans and said it was their fault. It's their fault. Never mind that there were 11 Democrats who also decided to vote against the extension. Among those, almost to the person, they were all what you'd call blue dog Democrats, and almost to a person, they all lost as well. He, Shuler, and one other guy are the only ones who still have their congressional seats when the new Senate gets sworn in on January the 3rd. But anyhow, that's where we are right now, and as it stands, they're going to, I guess, probably play legislative chicken with the Republicans to see who blinks first on this deal. But as it stands right now, those benefits will run out. They were supposed to extend to February of 2011. And, of course, all of us know hope springs eternal as we get to the holidays. We know that Republicans and Democrats in Washington will finally see the error of their ways, and they'll probably get along. Say it's going to be after Turkey Day before they sit down and actually talk about anything that they might be able to agree on, including the Bush tax cuts, the federal estate taxes, the alternative minimum tax, and the other so-called tax extenders. And they'll probably have to come back to this jobless benefit extension as well. It's all about the $250,000 and over group that the disagreement is. Everybody agrees that there should be something for the people below 250, but the 250 thing right now is the mark. You know, we talked about earlier this week, Chuckie Schumer had said that maybe we could change it to $1 million and the Senate would go along with this. But Mike Pence, for his part over on the House, and Jim DeMint, for his part in the Senate, have introduced legislation that would continue the tax cuts. And, Charlie, by a vote of 9-1.
Oh,
yes.
So close.
9-1. Yeah. I know he must have argued in a very compelling way to get that one vote, but the House now will vote on what they're going to do, but he was found guilty yesterday of ethics violations. You know, this is what's sobering. By the way, that committee is 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, and it always has been, but they deliberated, it says here, for several hours behind closed doors before coming out. It could well be, if the censure resolution passes, that Charlie Rangel will actually have to stand before his colleagues. Chase, this is just stunning, and receive an oral rebuke from the House Speaker.
Oh, I rebuke you.
Isn't that horrible? I mean,
it's very Old Testament-like.
It is. Well, I'm thinking that if you did it or if I did what he did, allegedly.
We'd have silver bracelets matching connected by a chain, wouldn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we would, and probably a group of our peers sitting as the judge rebuked us as well. But Charlie's going to get a rebuke, and then probably a free dinner afterwards. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You think she'll say, "Now I got to go say this, but we go have dinner afterwards." Yeah. So, but again, they're elected and they're special. House Republicans split over a bill coming up that would deny citizenship to so-called anchor babies. That's the kiddos of illegal immigrants who are granted citizenship, but simply because they were born in the United States. Have we gotten any kind of feedback locally about the action taken by the student senate, or is that just not anything that's on anybody's radar screen?
Because, I mean, let's be honest, it's a non-binding thing. Frankly,
right.
The only reason we're running the story this morning is because that it became public knowledge that there were lawmakers that sought the student senate's opinion. And that to me is the story in it, regardless of the outcome, because everything the student senate does is non-binding.
Sure. And what we're talking about is the idea that that illegal immigrants are able to pay in-state tuition. And I don't know how many out-of-state, how many people are paying out-of-state tuition at A&M, but obviously they do it and they can. Their outcries would probably not be heard so much, but I guess this all has to do with the whole immigration question and as you say, elected officials possibly trying to get a feel for how students are thinking about this. The Center for American Progress, by the way, that's kind of a left-wing group, has sent out a warning saying that, hey, you states who might be looking at doing an Arizona-type legislation for illegal immigration, you really cannot afford it. The Center for American Progress commissioned a study by a Phoenix group and has calculated that Arizona has already lost $140 million because of these new restrictive rules. And so, quite pointedly, they're saying to Texas, hey, Texas, do you think you can afford that when you consider that there's going to be some sort of a shortfall already? Do you think that you can have the extra manpower that's necessary to do all the things that they need to? Because, you know, you'll check status when you stop somebody. They say that in the last 4 months, hotels have lost out on $45 million worth of business. And again, it's a study that's obviously slanted to make it look that bad, but they're sending a message to all the border states, and I think most appropriately Texas, because that's the largest one that might be looking at this. I don't think California's looking at it at all, saying, Texas, you can't afford to do this. But I am sure that there will be people in the Texas legislature who will introduce some kind of legislation having to do with that, see if it makes it to the floor or not. All right, 6:48 right now.
Visit Batteries Plus now through December 31st to save $10 on digital camera and camcorder batteries after mail-in rebate. Located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, November 20th, it's liability issues for the farmer and rancher. Learn your responsibilities and how to manage your liability risks this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You could probably make a very serviceable landscape using nothing more than trees, shrubs, flowers, and turf grass. Somehow, however, you'd be missing the real point of it all. Landscapes are pictures you paint, and the plants are just one color of paint. The real finishing touches of any fine landscape will come from your decorative touches that you put into it. Those are parts of you. They're your hand at work, making your world a more beautiful place. Let's take a look at those art forms, and we'll make a list of some of your options right after this important message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? You probably do, and hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long, and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, also broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, and pecans. Oh my! Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. It doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and your local business. Stop in at a farmer's market today. Again, the website, TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. The first and most prominent non-living part of any landscape would be its hard surfaces. Whether it's sidewalks and patios or fences and walls, they're the backbone of the entire design. They function with the major shade trees, large shrubs, and turf grass to define what it is you're trying to achieve. You really need to consider your choices carefully, not only because of their impact, but also because of their expense and permanence. For example, would it be worth the extra money to redo an ugly old concrete patio with brick or concrete pavers or flagstone? Would you prefer a handsome wrought iron fence to rustic western red cedar, and if so, would you be willing to pay the difference? Pots are another major form of garden art, especially the large architectural pots. Consider a container garden and choose the pots carefully. There are scores of types and sizes and designs on the market, each making its own particular statement in your garden. Don't overlook the chance to paint pots either by using a flat latex house paint on the outside of the pot. You seal the inside with pruning sealant. You can really have a very good look. Fountains and water gardens are another great way to add architectural interest to your plantings. There's something especially soothing about the sound of rushing water, especially when it's nearing 100 degrees in July and August. However, to look their best in your landscape, watercourses need to look natural. They need to belong to their surroundings. Plan carefully and keep things as simple as possible. Hire an expert to do it for you. It'll be done right. Sundials are the perfect garden art form. They have style and they have function. There are dozens of wonderful designs, but choose one with grace and beauty, one that can age with your gardens. Look to antique malls for old sundials. Those of us who collect them find them especially gratifying additions to our gardens. Occasionally, you'll even find them on eBay. You may also encounter other antique art pieces, sections of old garden fences, even gates can be the perfect backdrop to a small patio garden. You'll find wrought iron fencing that dates back 80 or 100 years or more. You'll find old gates that look like grandma's flower patch reborn. You might even find the perfect weather vane, although the antique ones probably ought to go directly to the safe deposit box. Maybe stained glass pieces, as long as they're weatherproof. So there are a lot of great art forms you can use in your landscape. We'll talk about others another time. I'm Neil Sperry. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville at 652. Let's take a first look at sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Start off with high school football. Last night, the playoffs got started. Madisonville lost to Chapel Hill 59-7, and the Franklin Lions fell to Corrigan Camden 20-14. Tonight, everything kicks at 7:30 involving Brazos Valley teams, including the A&M Consolidated Tigers taking on McKinney Boyd. You know, that's where Jeff Fuller went to school, so they produced some good ones. They're going to play back at Ennis Lions Memorial Stadium, same place the Tigers beat Tyler Lee last Friday night. Now, Boyd lost their starting quarterback in the last regular season game, but Consol coach Jim Slaughter says that they don't drop off a whole lot because of that.
They've won some big games. Now, they've lost a quarterback that was playing for them, but they were able to win their last two games, and that quarterback that had played so well for them. They're not quite the same ball club as they were. The kid that they had was a great passer and a great runner. The kid that they've got moved up is not bad. Not bad. Does a good job. Very good athlete. They've got two brothers. One of them is a receiver and one of them is a running back. They're doing outstanding job for them on their offense. Defensively, they've got two tackles that are as good as anybody we've seen all year long. Those kids are very dominating, and we're very impressed. They're a very athletic football team, and we got to bring our A game. We got to be ready to play.
Game at 7:30 tonight. You'll hear it right here on 1620 with the pregame at 7. The winner will meet either Klein Oak or Round Rock Stony Point. Coach Slaughter said that if the Tigers win, they could gamble on a home-and-home flip for a Friday night game or play Saturday at Sam Houston State if it's Klein Oak or Waco ISD if it's Stony Point. The Harris system picks Consol to win by 7 tonight. Also tonight at Tully Stadium in Houston, the district champion Navasota Rattlers will take on Huffman Hargraves in a 3A area game. Both teams are 9-2 and got here by beating big-name opponents. Navasota beat Sealy and HH beat Silsby. Harris picks Navasota by 20. You'll hear that game on 1550 AM in Grimes County and on playbyreplay.com. We'll talk about the other matchups coming up next sportscast. The Aggie basketball team hits Reed Court tonight as they take on A&M International, an NCAA Division II member from Laredo, who is 0-5 so far this year with losses to A&M Corpus Christi and to Rice. The Dust Devils were 12-15 last year. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. 8th-ranked A&M women's team asked Rice if they'd move the basketball game to an afternoon start tomorrow since both schools have Saturday home games. Rice is at noon and A&M's at 7, but Rice said no, so they'll tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Autry Court. We'll carry the game on 11:50 a.m. The Zone starting at 6:45. Speaking of that football game, the Aggies, as you know, has won 4 in a row, but this next one would be a second win over a top 10 team in 3 games. Nebraska's ranked 9th by the voters, 8th by the BCS, but this Aggie team comes back from 3 straight losses and has shown quite a bit of resilience, and Mike Sherman was asked why.
I don't know, I think they're growing up. You know, last year playing all those freshmen, you know, just we didn't have the maturity I think we're developing this year and the confidence. And, you know, I think when guys look around the locker room, they see guys like Jeff, who just spoke, and Gerard and Tannehill and Von Miller, Swope, you know, Garrick Williams, and you know, they see guys who have worked hard, who are talented, that they give us a chance to win football games. So I think confidence has helped in that regard.
There's going to be a lot of folks there tomorrow. The regular A&M student pull ended yesterday with a record 29,520 Aggies pulling tickets for the football game. But Bill Burns says we're going to get 1,000 more tickets, standing room, on the track, wherever we can put them. They go on sale at 8 o'clock this morning for students to purchase. Again, you can purchase them with a sports pass, without a sports pass for $20, or you can buy a guest pass, a student can, for $40. And that's your look at sports. We'll have more coming up next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
1776, 24-7, 867-5309. Some numbers just stick in your head, like the new Whataburger, 531. 5 pickles, 3 crispy onion rings, 1 creamy pepper sauce on double beef patties with cheese. 531. Think of it as a countdown to tasty for a limited time.
What a burger!
Just like you like it. There happens to be something new on the menu at Whataburger called the Chocolate Brownie Pie. Now think about that name for a second and all that it communicates. Chocolate brownie pie. That's hot, rich, chocolatey brownie filling wrapped up in a crispy, buttery fried pie crust. We know what you're thinking. And yes, we've got plenty of ice-cold milk in the fridge. Available for a limited time.
What a burger!
Just like you like it.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance.
First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
It's not too early to work on the best gift you can give this holiday season. TuVideo will bring your old movies, photos, and videos back to life by putting them on DVD. Transfer and edit your memories into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD, and it's all done right here. TuVideo handles all film and video formats, including consumer high definition. For more information, visit www.tuvideo.w.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It was created in the Cold War, but that's over. So what's NATO's mission? President Obama and other leaders will discuss that at a NATO summit in Portugal, where they're awaiting his arrival. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin's live in Lisbon.
That's right, Dave. It's a summit where
we will launch the new NATO, the new version 3.0.
NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen asking leaders here to adopt a new mission statement, perhaps focusing more on threats from failed states like Afghanistan. Air Force One touched down here just about 2 hours ago. President Obama is to urge NATO to adopt common missile defense, but he knows the governments here in Europe have been slashing defense budgets, so he'll also have to urge smarter spending. Dave?
Alistair, rescuers in New Zealand still waiting to be allowed to go into that mine that exploded. 27 miners are missing underground. The head of the Fed is concerned.
The United States runs the risk of seeing millions of workers unemployed or underemployed for many years.
So Ben Bernanke at a conference in Germany defends the Fed's much criticized $600 billion bond buyout as necessary to stimulate a sluggish economy. Now, 2 million unemployed Americans will soon be out of benefits, and there's a battle in Congress over extending them. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum has this live.
Dave, as this woman in Kokomo, Indiana says,
you know, there's a lot of people still out of work.
The unemployment rate there is nearly 13%, and for many of them, unemployment benefits will run out in less than 2 weeks unless Congress votes to extend. House Democrats failed to get that done yesterday. Republicans said they wanted a chance to look for spending cuts in the bill. Nancy Pelosi, who's still the House Speaker in the lame duck session, says she'll try again, Dave.
Hank, they're wild about Harry.
It was incredible.
Harry Potter fans, some dressed up as wizards, lined up for midnight showings.
Clapping at many parts in the film, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of the audience.
The Deathly Hallows, out today, is part one of two final Potter films. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now, 1-800-876-7556, 1-800-876-7556.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hello, I'm Coach Harb Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LeBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LeBrill.
LeBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LeBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LeBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LeBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game in a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LeBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Protect that investment with someone you can trust. The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy has a full staff of qualified, friendly technicians and quality products. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy, the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
What makes the perfect recipe for a holiday surprise? A spoonful of gold, silver, or platinum. A pinch of pearls or colored gems. How about a sparkling drop of diamonds? Hi, I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers. We have all the essential ingredients to whip you up a holiday surprise. Visit Douglas Jewelers this holiday season and find the recipe that's right for you.
24-carat neighbor, Douglas Jewelers.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 41 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today. As we head toward a high of about 70 degrees, we'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County grand jury has increased the severity of the crime against a College Station man accused of killing a woman 2 months ago. The grand jury indicted 45-year-old Stanley Griffin on a charge of capital murder in the strangulation death of Jennifer Haley. Haley's 9-year-old son reported what happened in their College Station apartment on September 19th. Griffin was also arrested for injuring the boy. Griffin remains jailed. On the heels of three department heads leaving Bryan City government, now comes a consolidation of two more departments. Interim City Manager Keene Register has announced the merger of the Public Works and Water Services offices. Public Works Director Linda Huff says when she heard about the change, it gave her and her husband the chance to visit about their futures. Huff has announced she's leaving the city, which follows nearly 20 years with the city in various roles.
Well, it comes at a good, you know, that timing at change for the city comes at a time change with me personally and professionally, whereas I'm really ready to move on and start a different chapter in my life. So I took the opportunity to let them know that.
Huff says she'll continue to work in a transitional role on a temporary basis. Register named Water Services Director Jason Barfnecht to lead the newly consolidated Public Works Department.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good opportunity for both departments. It'll be an opportunity for us to look at how we're organized and meet with those staff members in Public Works and Water Services and see where we go from here.
Barfnecht is in his 10th year with the city of Bryan. The hurdle to override a student presidential veto at Texas A&M has proven too high for opponents of a controversial tuition program. Supporters of ending in-state tuition fees for illegal immigrants were unable to override the veto issued by the student body president. The override vote was 34-25, falling a dozen short of the required two-thirds supermajority. Student Senator Stephen Crumpley says more than 300 illegals attend A&M and 12,000 at all state-funded universities.
Representative Leo Berman, the state legislator, is still going to bring up a bill about this in this next session in the state legislature. And I think it's still an overall success. We've got a lot of coverage for it. People actually know about the issue now.
The program enjoys the support of arguably the state's most famous Aggie, Governor Rick Perry. While the student Senate's vote authorizes no official action, its opinion was sought by state lawmakers in Austin. Speaking of Governor Rick Perry, he is taking over as chairman of the Republican Governors Association. Perry last held the job in the 2008 cycle. The new vice chairman is Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, who was elected last fall. GOP rising stars round out the new leadership team, including Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, South Carolina Governor-elect Nikki Haley, incoming New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. It could be the first step toward the state allowing cities and counties to consider metro forms of government. Jim Forsyth has that story.
Representative-elect Lyle Larson, who's been both a city council member and a county commissioner, says it's time to let big cities like Austin, Houston, and San Antonio merge with Travis, Harris, and Bexar counties.
As you see declining revenues at all levels of government, this is the time to look for more efficiencies.
He says the cities and counties could combine law enforcement, other operations, and governments. He says 80% of big city residents support consolidation. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley held its Philanthropy Day reception this week. Checks for more than $1,000 were presented to Elder Aid and Habitat for Humanity. It was also announced this year's honorees of the 7th Annual Foundation Tribute Luncheon are Stephanie Sale and Jim Singleton. The Community Foundation is a nonprofit organization that manages more than 50 funds, totaling $1.5 million for donors throughout the Brazos Valley. The foundation has awarded more than $60,000 in grants to area charities. And today at 5 is the deadline to enter the 84th annual BCS Christmas Parade. Chairwoman Penny Zent expects music to be well represented considering the theme of Rocket Around Christmas.
Of course, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band is going to be there this year. We also have commitments from the Bryan High School and from Consolidated and from Rudder High School. So, and we usually have a few from outside the area. Those entries are still coming in, obviously. So we some of them we have in hand and some of them we're still waiting on. And you know, everybody can have music hooked up. I expect we're going to hear, you know, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree on a few entries this year.
The entry form is available online at bcsparade.com. Again, the deadline is today at 5. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 40 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof, call them at 268-ROOF.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and becoming seasonably mild this afternoon, around 65 to 70. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy at times, upper 40s to low 50s. Now for Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, high temperature low to mid 70s, only dropping to 60 with clouds around Saturday night. Mix of clouds and sunshine for Sunday, should be a fairly warm day by then, high temperature well up in the 70s, and then a slight chance of showers into early next week. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk Aggie football, of course. Nebraska, there could be numbers upwards to 88,000 folks. We'll see, is there going to be a record broken tomorrow night or not? We'll talk about that. High school football tonight, Consol is taking on Jeff Fuller's old alma mater, McKinney Boyd, tonight up in Ennis in the area round. And Navasota's playing the area round at Tully Stadium. We got lots of high school playoff football, too, and Aggie basketball and more coming up in sports.
There you are. And again, but the weather's just going to be tremendous this weekend.
Because if it rains, it's not going to happen until Sunday. Is that what I'm hearing?
And that's, again, in the forecast for Monday, actually. So, but look for high temperatures around 80 this weekend. That'll be
well,
okay.
Well, what's the temps going to be Saturday night?
Well, the low is going to be 59, but that'll
that's the low.
It'll be in the upper 60s, lower 70s.
Golly.
It should be just ideal weather.
Oh, man.
So there you are.
That's hardly a light wrap.
Yeah, just go out there and you get to wear your beanie.
Yeah.
With a blinky light on it.
That's right. I'll be competing with the red hat.
That's it.
Yeah.
We call him Muffin Mitts up there. Yeah.
Who, the red hat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he's wearing, like, red gloves on the sideline. Folks, I'm sure if you know who we're talking about, that's the person who decides when the game starts again, who stands over there on about the 20-yard line by the scoreboard.
Well, he doesn't really decide. Somebody tells him his ear, you know.
But, that's when you know. Aside from that, you can just keep texting until he leaves the field.
So if you're, like, looking for a spot to go to the bathroom or something like that, if right before a punt, you look at that guy, if he's winding his arm right before a punt, that means they're not going to take a TV break, so you can't go to the bathroom then. But
I don't know that people care that much.
Well, I bet I just told some people something that they didn't know.
The scoreboard generally will have some kind of some input as to when you leave your seat, if you leave your seat. So last week, the National Toy Hall of Fame inducted two new toys. 695-1620. If you know, if you can name either of those two toys, 695-1620, it's like kind of trivia. It's news trivia, but, 695-1620 if you know the answer. And we'll give you like a bonus prize if you can answer in the next 30 seconds, because that means you probably didn't look it up. But anyhow, we have prizes for you. And after all, there are things going on around the area that won't be going on in a few weeks that might be of some value to you.
Yeah.
I think I know what the prize is.
Well, it could be that. It could be. It could be any of those things.
I got to see what you're giving away here.
What's the answer?
Hello? How about Light Bright?
Nope, that's not it. Thanks. 695-1620. The two new toys that were named to the National Toy Hall of Fame. 695-1620. Light Bright, that's the thing where you put the little pegs in, right?
And then
it's
going to light up.
Hence the name. It's like Larry King's backdrop.
That's it. Hey, what's the answer?
Is it Viewmaster?
No, it's not. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
I think Viewmaster's already in the list.
I'm sure.
Hi, what's the answer?
Buzz Lightyear.
Nope. Thank you. Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story. Nope, not it. Hi there. What's the answer?
Slinky.
Nope, not Slinky. Slinky's already
in. That's got to be back.
Two toys added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. They're like 45, 46 toys in the National Toy Hall of Fame now. What's the answer?
Mr. Potato Head?
Nope, thank you. That's already in there, I think. Hi, what's the answer?
Lawn darts.
That's not a bad answer. Lawn darts?
Not it. Hi, what's the answer?
Easy Bake Oven.
Nope, thank you.
Would yours and my kids have played with this, or Chase's kids? Or somewhere in between?
No, our kids.
Our kids would have played with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, then I'm interested. What's the answer?
Justin Beamer toy.
No, that's not it.
Our kid.
And the other one is
That darn near means Chase would have played
with it. What's the answer?
How about Legos?
Nope, not Legos. Uh-huh. Thank you. 695-1620. Two toys added to the Toy Hall of Fame. What are they?
Etch-a-Sketch.
Nope, thanks. Etch-a-Sketch already there. Hi, what's the answer?
Etch-a-Sketch.
Nope, thanks. One of them is a classic, and I'm kind of surprised not already in there. Hi, what's the answer?
Rubik's Cube.
Nope, thanks. I think Rubik's might be in it. We'll look. Hi, what's the answer?
Playing cards.
That's it. Playing cards.
Yay. Oh, wow. Yeah. How about
that? Can you imagine playing cards had not been in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Well,
that's amazing.
Did you look it up?
I did.
Yeah, that's okay. Who's this?
This is Gus.
I was going to say, it sounds like Gus.
Hey, that's Gus. Yeah, of course he looked it up. He knew exactly where to Google it. He really did. Gus Roman. All right, Gus, here's what I got. Hang on. Let me get it. I got it right here.
I'll drop it.
I got it. We got tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. That's 2 more weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, this weekend and Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay. Yep, I got 2 tickets for you to come get that, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, man. See you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, if somebody knows the other one, we'll see real quick. What's the answer?
Game of Life.
No, that's it. It's the Game of Life. Exactly right.
Woo-hoo!
Back to back. Did you look it up?
Yeah, Google's wonderful.
It sounds like you're driving.
Excuse
too.
Me. Were you driving? Were you driving and Googling?
I was at a stoplight at the time.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Long stoplight.
Yeah. No quit. Now that's okay. All right. Who's this?
That depends on what city you're in.
This is Randall.
Randall who?
Walton.
All right, Randall. I got a $20 gift certificate for you to the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. It's good till the 3rd of December. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, man. See you later. That's it. Game of Life and playing cards again.
Yeah. Well, I never thought of playing cards as a toy. I mean, you don't think of them
me
as
either.
A toy.
But now, Game of Life, that's a fun game.
It is. Art Linkletter was on the $100,000 bill. Remember that? And what they...
Yes, I do remember
what
that
What they did, which was pretty interesting, was at the beginning, you remember one of the first decisions you could make was either go to college or not go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now, I guess, would the Game of Life even have that in there? Oh, yeah, no, everybody goes to college. Everybody goes to college. Not that that's the way it needs to be, but it would be interesting to go back and I haven't looked at the Game of Life in probably 20 years, see if they changed it up in any way, shape, or form. Who was on the $10,000 bill, do we know?
Yeah. Salmon P. Chase was on the real $10,000
bill. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But anyway, stuff like G.I. Joe and Play-Doh and the Atari game system is in the Hall of Fame. I find that kind of interesting.
No,
what? Interesting? From a standpoint of it being an electronic game, and I guess that was probably the first electronic game. Because if you look in here, it's got a lot of things like yo-yos and marbles and teddy bears.
Keep
and
in mind,
Monopoly.
All right, before PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, anything, the Atari was the first apparatus that brought video games to your home.
It did.
On a massive scale.
And I guess that's the thing is, what will the next one be? And
well, are there video games like Pong or Pac-Man or the gorilla thing or anything like that? Are any of those in there?
Donkey Kong.
The gorilla thing.
Yeah. Well, the name didn't come
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They're now, not in there.
Now, here were the nominees, okay? Uh-huh. These were the nominees for the classic toy nominee. Light Bright, I mentioned. Rubik's Cube, mentioned. The Magic 8 Ball is not in there. The Pogo Stick is not in there. This one isn't. Hot Wheels. Lots of kids had Hot Wheels. Cabbage Patch.
I drove many a mile on Hot Wheels.
That's what I mean. And one of my kiddos did too. I mean, absolutely.
I mean, I still have some of mine. They're in my garage right now.
Do you?
Yep.
The wheels lasted. I mean, those things were well built.
Oh, you know? they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I hear you. Cabbage Patch Kids, they're not in there. The Game of Chess, the Dollhouse, and Dungeons and Dragons. Those were the nominees for the National Hall of Fame, and the two winners again were the Game of Life and Playing Cards.
We're here visiting with Mike Vivaldi, GM of Team Ford.
Hey guys, no other dealership in the Brazos Valley is currently offering a lifetime warranty. Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer you a lifetime warranty on any new Ford you purchase from Team Ford. So come in and purchase any new Ford and receive a lifetime powertrain warranty on your vehicle. Offered exclusively at Team Ford in Navasota.
Team Ford in Navasota, home of the lifetime warranty. Visit myteamford.com.
Ah, the holidays are here again. The office parties, home parties, school activities, the shopping, the baking and wrapping. Did I mention the shopping? Your to-do list suddenly got a lot bigger. This year, call Molly Maid and let the cleaning professionals take your home off the to-do list. Molly Maid provides a customized cleaning plan designed around your lifestyle. With Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com to find out what Molly Maid can do for you.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill?
When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Welcome to Traditions Club, the prettiest master plan community in the Brazos Valley. Traditions Club is proud to announce that the new clubhouse opens in time for Thanksgiving, November 25th. Already regarded as one of the best private club communities in Texas, the new clubhouse is sure to enhance an already extravagant experience. Log on to traditionsclub.com for more information. Call 979-821-2582. Traditions, voted best golf course in the 2010 Best of the Brazos.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:24 in our News Talk 1620 WTAW. We were talking, I think, earlier this week about we soon may be able to use our cell phones as credit cards, as a payment system. Kind of in line with that, Washington Times reports that federal election officials now looking over a plan that would allow citizens to make small political contributions from their phones using text messages. Such a practice is already allowed for many charities and could conceivably pour millions more into future campaigns. I think the Red Cross did that, or in Haiti there were ways that you could text in your contributions. The plan being considered could cause you to be able to donate up to $10. Donations via text message raised millions, yeah, here for the Haitian earthquake victims earlier this year. Proposal is being pushed by a powerful Washington trade group that manages those 5 and 6 digit numbers used to raise money from cell phone customers. So you may be able to, and again, that's kind of an impulse purchase. You hear somebody speak and you decide you want to be able to text them, and they'll give you the information so that you can send them a little money. Again, they're going to possibly cap the donations at $10. Another sign of changing times, ebooks will now be on the bestseller list, the New York Times. They will put together their own list of that. Starting early next year, the New York Times will begin publishing the rankings for fiction and nonfiction electronic books. The digital market obviously has exploded in the last 3 years since the Kindle and the iPads have come out. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 70 for a high temperature today. Maybe some fog forming again tonight. We had a little bit of that this morning. And so tomorrow morning you may wake up to foggy conditions. But a high of 74 after it burns off. 60 will be our low temperature on Saturday night. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, high temperatures right around 80. There'll be a slight chance of rain Monday night and on Tuesday. Right now humidity is 89%. The winds are calm, and we've got still a little bit of fog out there in some low-lying areas, and it's 41 degrees.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series, the one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years. The one that's faster and more powerful than the A4, the C300, and the IS250. The one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not. And the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0-60 in horsepower. January 2010, Car and Driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Almost 2 million of the 8 million residents of New York City are on food stamps.
So the Democrat Governor David Patterson is joining with Liberal Mayor Bloomberg to ban recipients from using their food stamps to buy sugar-sweetened drinks or worried about fatness, obesity. Now, when Obama took office, 32 million Americans were on food stamps. Now there are almost 42 million. That's an historic high. But you might be surprised to learn how widespread the poverty is. The Brookings Institute, liberal think tank, says the number of poor people in the nation's suburbs has jumped 37.4%. That's a number higher than the national growth rate. Scott Allard, the University of Chicago professor who co-wrote a Brookings report, says as a result, Americans who never imagined becoming poor are now asking for assistance, and many are not getting the help that they need. And as bad as things are in the suburbs, they're still worse in large urban areas. More than half of the top 100 large metro areas have seen dramatic increases in poverty. Under the Obama regime, under Pelosi, under dingy Harry Reid, under the Democrats, while the top priority for Democrats is to make sure that food stamp recipients, whose numbers are swelling by the day, aren't allowed to purchase sweetened drinks. Now, in case you haven't heard, 14.3% of Americans, one in seven, now live below the poverty line, under Obama, under Pelosi, under Reid, under Democrats. But in New York, at least they won't be drinking Coke and Pepsi. All right.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now, 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new healthcare law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:31, 40 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today as we head toward a high of about 70. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. 2 months ago this morning, a 9-year-old boy told authorities his mother had been killed. It was yesterday a Brazos County grand jury indicted 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station on a charge of capital murder. Griffin is accused of strangling Jennifer Haley to death in her College Station apartment September 19th. Griffin was also arrested for injuring the boy and remains jailed. Interim Bryan City Manager Keene Register has announced the consolidation of two departments. Water Services Director Jason Barfnecht will also be responsible for public works activities.
Need to sit down and visit with the public works staff and kind of see what they have going on. I'm not real familiar with everything, but have been involved with the CIP projects and some of the other projects I kind of know about but don't know much detail. So I need to get involved with them and see exactly what they have going on and see what kind of improvements we can make.
Public Works Director Linda Huff, who is stepping down, says the timing worked out well.
One of the good things is the city has asked me to stay on in the transitional role, and that's going to also enable me to kind of look at my options. And I'm real excited about that. not sure if I'll go back into I could go into private sector. I could go back into public sector. We've even toyed with the idea of moving back to Arkansas.
Huff leaves the city after nearly 20 years in a variety of roles. Barfnecht is in his 10th year with the city of Bryan. The merger follows the departure of three department heads since August. It was Texas lawmakers who sought the opinion of the Texas A&M University Student Senate about repealing in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. A majority of the Senate voted to repeal. The student body president issued a veto, and the Senate fell short of overriding the veto. Student Senator Stephen Crumpley noted the impact at A&M and all state-funded universities.
The last report that I saw was around 304 illegal aliens who attend at Texas A&M, and about 12,000 attend all of the Texas universities.
The veto override vote was 34-25 in favor, but fell a dozen short of the required two-thirds supermajority. Texas awarded more than $33 million in student aid to illegals between the fall of 2004 and summer of 2008 semesters. Tom DeLay's defense team has rested its case at his money laundering trial in Austin. DeLay's attorneys wrapped up their case on Thursday, taking about 2 days to present five witnesses in the former lawmaker's defense. DeLay's accused of using his political action committee to illegally channel $190,000 in corporate donations into 2002 GOP Texas legislative races through a money swap. DeLay denies those allegations. In comparison, prosecutors spent more than 30 witnesses over, or presented rather, more than 30 witnesses over nearly 10 days. Closing arguments are expected Monday. The Texas economy is poised to continue to grow in the new year. We get more on that from Robert Wood in Austin.
There is economic improvement both nationally and in Texas, and Comerica Bank chief economist Dana Johnson says he thinks that will continue.
If that's right, what I would expect our indicator to show in the months ahead is some sort of a renewed upward trend.
But there is some bad news. Johnson says both nationally and in Texas, the housing market is still lagging behind in recovering and remains stagnant. And he isn't sure when that will turn around. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has announced this year's honorees of the 7th Annual Foundation Tribute Luncheon. Jim Singleton and Stephanie Sale were recognized for their contributions to the community and to area nonprofits. The foundation also held its Philanthropy Day reception this week. Checks for more than $1,000 were presented to Habitat for Humanity and Elder Aid. The Community Foundation has awarded more than $60,000 in grants to area charities. The foundation is a nonprofit organization that manages more than 50 funds, totaling more than $1.5 million for donors throughout the Brazos Valley. And the deadline is today, but Rockin' Around Christmas can still use you. Entries for the 84th Annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade are being accepted until this afternoon at 5.
We have them divided up according to two divisions. For example, there's a college division. There is a community youth division. There are elementary school. It's all divided up into age-appropriate kind of activities, and of course then into small and large business depending upon how many employees that an organization has. And realizing that the budgets are different, and so we didn't feel it was, you know, appropriate to judge everybody the same depending upon what kind of resources they had.
Parade Chairwoman Penny Zent says entry forms and all associated information can be found online at bcsparade.com. Again, the deadline is today at 5. Get those entry forms into the Bryan Broadcasting offices before close of business. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 40 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill, and did it frustrate you that the bill went up in a down market? You don't have control over this year's bill, but you do have some control over next year. I am Brian Steven, local owner of Paramount Property Analysts, specializing in appealing property taxes in Brazos County and surrounding areas, saving more than $880,000 in taxes for my clients in 2009. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's commercial or residential, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call me at 485-8537 or Google Paramount Property.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy new signature treats made fresh at the farm. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
It's 7:37. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and becoming seasonably mild this afternoon, around 65 to 70. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy at times, upper 40s to low 50s. Now for Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, high temperature low to mid 70s, only dropping to 60 with clouds around Saturday night. Mix of clouds and sunshine for Sunday, should be a fairly warm day by then. High temperature well up in the 70s, and then a slight chance of showers into early next week. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sounds like great weather for football, and we got a lot of it. High school football tonight, the playoffs, and, of course, the Aggies and the Huskers. It's coming up tomorrow night. We will talk about all of those things, hear from the people involved, that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. It's 7:38. In just a moment, the best days to buy a car. The best days to buy a car, because there's some of those days coming up, and they went out and ran the math for us. In the meantime, we haven't done a story in a while about how fat U.S. Americans are. And that's overdue. So, just how fat is America? A consumer group claims that 2 out of 3 adults and 1/3 of children are overweight or obese in America. How's that feel as you eat your gooey pastry this morning or something else that's just not healthy for you? Nearly 1/3 of young Americans are too heavy for the U.S. military. So,
oh,
I guess
no.
we should be saying heavy rather than
fat.
Yeah, that's the one. The Center
I was running another route very quickly. So
the Center for Science in the Public Interest. And again, wouldn't you love to be at their holiday party?
Uh-huh. Yo, you're going to eat that.
They're
going to
have, well, that's it. They'll be some, the, excuse me, who brought the queso? Yeah. There will be guilt involved. Oh, you're going to eat at that table. No, that table. Okay.
Yeah, you got to figure they probably segment it. They have one table with the vegetable tray and the fresh fruit and water.
Yeah.
And at the other deep fried, the fatty fat table.
Yeah.
They have everything deep fried.
Mm-hmm.
And sugared.
And you have to walk by everyone. There will be a gauntlet of people eating celery and carrot sticks that you must walk through to get to the fatty fat table.
It's called the Parade of Judgment.
That's it. And people may not say, but there will be scornful looks.
Oh.
Yeah.
And murmuring.
Yeah. One of the things we didn't...
hate murmuring.
Yeah, murmuring is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you say to somebody who is, I don't know, 20...
Yeah.
Are you going to drink the Kool-Aid?
Uh-huh.
Do they have any idea
where that
phrase came from?
I don't think so.
Well, how many years ago was it?
Well, it was 1978.
Yeah, it's been 32 years.
Yesterday was the anniversary of that, the date that happened, November 18th, 1978, in Jonestown, Guyana.
Still one of the most bizarre events, I believe,
so you understand, and I presume most people do, but if not, a teaching moment. How's that? He basically poisoned 900 of his temple followers by having them drink cyanide that was in Kool-Aid.
Jim Jones.
So if you drink the Kool-Aid, you're going along with stuff, and you have a very strong belief system in something, whatever it happens to be, but that's the genesis of that. Yes.
Looking at it from my vantage point, the Jim Jones, the biggest teaching moment for me from the Jim Jones saga is don't take one man's opinion for anything.
Well,
he
was an interesting individual and very politically connected in California before he had to go down there. But if you ever get a chance to read anything about him, and there have been some documentaries certainly about him, and there was probably a movie about him as well.
Yes, that, with Powers Booth.
Oh,
that's
Powers
right.
Booth,
yeah.
Who was probably creepier in that movie than Jim Jones was.
Hello?
Yeah, in fact, he's the one that kind of set the bomb off when he went down there on his fact-finding mission. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Leo Ryan was the congressman who went down there, and that was the end of it all right there.
Yeah, had a connection, worked with the news guy's son who was killed down there, the man who was a reporter for NBC. Yeah, worked with him for about 3 years. Hello?
I worked with Don Harris.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Don's son worked with me.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he did, as a matter of fact. So
R. Darwin Humphreys.
Yeah, oh, is that his real name?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that. He was a Dallas-Fort Worth guy, right?
Well, he did
have a cup of coffee there, which is when I was working internship there at News 8.
Yeah.
He wasn't there terribly long. He wasn't a Dallas-Fort Worth guy. He was more of a New York kind of guy, if you know what I mean, and I think you do.
Anyway.
He didn't fit in terribly well in Dallas.
Yeah, his son worked well with us, but anyway. All right, good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was 1978. That was a long time ago. By the way, tomorrow is the anniversary of the Gettysburg Address.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure no one that's listening was around for
No.
I'm just going to go out on a limb
here. Yeah, probably right. Probably right. But again, it's just little things that you might want to know and might not.
So how many scores would it be?
There'd be a lot of scores.
A lot of scores. A lot, yeah.
How long was the score?
Like Oklahoma 2003 scores,
years.
That many.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of those scores.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Yeah. Scores were 77 to nothing.
Yeah, that'd be, well, just the 77, yeah. Hello?
Hey, I wanted to clarify on that England noise yesterday.
Yeah.
This is Gary Band, a fast commander of the American Legion, and that was me.
Yes, Gary.
Here I am out running around my car and stuff. When did you guys get that thing noise?
Well, actually what it is it's a game. It's a game show noise when you get a correct answer. Gary is the one who called yesterday, folks. Later in the show, he was driving to Temple, and apparently Chase set the noise off, and poor Gary thought something was wrong with his vehicle.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know, my blinkers are not on, and my seatbelt's buckled, and what in the world's going on now?
Gary, I have to tell you, as a veteran, we thank you for your service. Chase was absolutely mortified yesterday after the show.
Yeah, well, tell him we didn't have any of those kind of sounds in Vietnam.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, wow. No, I bet they were louder.
Yeah.
Not feeling any better after that phone call.
Yeah. He did. He went, I can't believe it. I have a picture of this guy out on the side of the road between here and Temple looking to see what's wrong with
him. Well, and again, because between here and Temple, after Hearn, there's nothing.
That's right. Yeah, except a two-lane road.
Yeah.
All right, best days for you to be buying a car. Starting after Thanksgiving, 8 of the 10 best days of the year to buy a car are ahead of you, according to Wired Magazine. They report the car pricing folks at True Car ran the stats and discovered the best days for scoring a good deal is Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
But the December discounts run anywhere from 6.9% to 7.25% if you're thinking about buying a car. So those are good days. But the full list, best day also is April the 10th, right before taxes. Is that what that would be? Okay. Anyway, and then July 30th, and then you're reading it. Yeah, I don't know. That's I'm not exactly sure why those two would be there. But November 26th and 29th. December 13th, 17th, 20th, 24th, 27th, and obviously December 31st as well. So you got some days coming up. I mean, 8 of the top 10 days are between now and then. All right, here's what's really important about the Super Bowl, the halftime talent. You got it? Have you heard?
No.
It's the peas.
No, it's somebody old. Huh?
No, it's the peas. It's the Black Eyed Peas.
Really?
Which I think is pretty interesting. That's a fairly young demo, is it not? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not, you know.
Yeah, but I guess they've been around long enough that they figure they're mainstream enough. That,
yeah.
And that said, it may be a decided change because, you know, gosh, what we had Tom Petty, animatronic Tom Petty a few years ago.
That was just a nightmare.
Well they've been having old people ever since all those stations got fined. You know, right?
Well, that's, yeah, well, that Janet, you mean the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction thing. Yeah, well, and again, as long as they don't show any of their videos, I think everything will be all right.
Yeah.
But, if it's
or
just,
show anything else.
If it's just the group up there doing that. So anyway, Dallas Morning News confirmed that it's a done deal. They will be the first pop act to perform at the big game since the Janet Jackson situation.
They will be there. The Cowboys won't.
Yeah, and don't you figure there are some extensive asterisks in the contract of this is how you will absolutely not get one thin dime if you do anything like this.
Yeah, don't be doing anything that you really would regret for maybe a long time after that. Because that's not any feather in your cap.
The only ancillary news stories we want from your performance is just how family friendly and wonderful
that's
it was.
Right. How just good things are. Anyway, it's in Jerry World and it's Feb 6.
Are you one of the 25 million people who suffer from painful, ugly varicose veins that make your legs feel heavy at the end of the day? I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I brought the venous closure procedure to the Brazos Valley over 3 years ago. This is an office-based procedure that's an alternative to the old vein-stripping surgery. It is covered by most health insurers, and you're back to normal activities within a day. Find out if the venous closure procedure is right for you. Contact our office at 979-696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain.
Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With four convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and one in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Last time, I shared the first of 3 points from Crown Financial's list of mistakes to avoid when choosing a career or changing your career path. Now here's the rest of the list. Don't take a different job just because your manager offers it to you. Discuss your work-related skills with your employer first and determine what would be the best fit for you. Next, don't choose a job simply to help fulfill your parents' unfulfilled dreams. This applies primarily to those who are looking for the first job. Look for a career that best suits your own interests and abilities, even if that doesn't mean following in your father's or your mother's footsteps. And finally, don't select a job just because you have the minimum ability to do it. There may be lots of jobs that you can do, but that doesn't mean they're the best options available. Make sure the career you choose is the right combination of challenging and fulfilling. There's a lot involved in choosing or changing a career path. It might sound overwhelming, but a lot of it comes down to common sense. You need to clarify your purpose in life, know your natural gifts and talents, and have a plan to get where you want to go career-wise. If you can figure some of those things out before hitting the job market, you'll likely end up in a position that's fulfilling and satisfying. To see the full list of Crown Financial's career advice and for more information to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Diane Caridoo. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the new health care law, new resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds, and how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville. Let's take another look at sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. High school football, well, the playoffs got started last night. Madisonville Mustangs lost to Chapel Hill 59-7, and the Franklin Lions lost to Corgan-Camden 20-14. Tonight, all the kickoffs are at 7:30, including the A&M Consolidated Tigers taking on McKinney Boyd at Ennis's Lion Memorial Stadium, same place the Tigers beat Tyler Lee last Friday. The Broncos' biggest challenge will be to stop a Consol offensive attack that is dominating the scoreboards this year. Tiger running game is strong. And one of the guys that's making it that way is C.J. Goodman. He's a big part of it. Here's Jim Slaughter.
C.J. does as good a job as anybody I've got on offensive filing blockers because he knows he's got to have that offensive line out in front of him, and then he can power over some people. You know, he's one of those kids that after contact, he may get four or five more yards, and that's where he's the strongest because he can power over people. Well, that offensive line picks up two or three, and then he's able to surge. So he right now is having a good year for us, and he was playing a bunch before. He was in for Clinton a bunch. C.J. doesn't have quite the speed. So like the Bumaruski play where we fake it and hand it off and the fullback comes out the backside, it would be harder to run with C.J. But just the old power play, the two games that he played in, he did a tremendous job, one of them being the Harker Heights game. So he stepped up for us.
The winner will meet either Cline Oak or Round Rock Stony Point in the regional quarterfinals next week. Also tonight, Tully Stadium in Houston, the district champion Navasota Rattlers will take on Huffman Hargraves in a 3A area game. Both teams are 9-2 and got here by beating big-name opponents. Navasota beat Sealy, HH beat Silsby. Harris picks Navasota by 20 in this game. Tim Schneller visited with safety Cody Small at the tailgate party this past week.
I'm a senior, and I know I got to step up and be a leader and keep the defense alive and play my hardest. And I really want to go far this year because this last year I'll probably be playing. So
you've got a couple of interceptions, 70 tackles. You've caused a fumble. What's it like out there for you when you get those interceptions or you have that chance to make that tackle?
It's crazy because everybody gets loud and going wild. You know everybody's cheering for you, and you just turn the game around most of the time once you catch a pick and everybody's pumped up and you know you did your job by waking everybody up.
Now you'll be able to hear that game on 1550 AM in Grimes County. The Consol game will be on 1620 WTAW right here tonight, and you'll be able to hear both of those games on playbyreplay.com. Cameron meets Newton in Spring, where the Yeomen are a 24-point Harris pick. Lexington and Frankston tangle in Waco. The Eagles a 4-touchdown favorite. Bremont's a 35-point choice over Beckville in Maybank in a 1A playoff tonight. Burton meets Pettis in Edna, and Burton's picked by 14. Milano meets Fall City in Austin. Fall City by 40. And on Saturday, Normandy, a 15-point underdog to Price Carlisle in Fairfield. Brazos Christian also will take on Colleyville Covenant. That'll be in Groesbeck. That's high school football. Not to say that Mike Sherman is superstitious, but during this four-game winning streak, is he sticking to the same menu? Well, as a matter of fact, yes.
Actually, Nancy Cassidy's been making me, she knows I'm a favorite of Cajun food. So I've had jambalaya, gumbo, etouffee throughout this stretch, and I'm curious what I'm going to get this Thursday night. So I had a cold, so she made me some stuff. She thought the Cajun food would help me initially, and then I got over the cold, and then we were winning, so she kept doing it.
One thing he'll get on Saturday night is a whole lot of fans and a lot of students. The student ticket pull ended last night with a record 29,520 Aggies pulling tickets for the game, and there's still more seats to go to students, 1,000 more, according to Athletic Director Bill Byrne. That'll go on sale at 8 o'clock this morning. They can be bought by any student with a sports pass, without a sports pass for $20, or one with a sports pass can buy a guest pass for half price for $40. It's going to be a sellout and maybe even a record crowd. Aggie basketball team hits Reed tonight to take on A&M International. That'll be at 7 o'clock. A&M International is 0-5 this year. They are 12-15 last year. Tip-off at 7. Eighth-ranked women's basketball team will be in Houston tomorrow to take on the Rice Owls. That also will tip at 7, and you'll be able to hear that game over on 1150 The Zone. And that's a lot of sports. And good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:55. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, thanks, Tom. About 4 minutes till accident at 2818 in Welborn. 2818 in Welborn. Probably if you're trying to turn left, like heading out toward the airport, that's going to be a little bit of a problem. But if you can avoid that area right now, 2818 in Welborn.
Personalize your gifts this holiday season with Awards and More. It's holiday shopping time, and Awards and More can custom engrave your gifts. From cell phones, iPods, laptops, to almost anything you need engraved. Check out Awards and More's huge selection of in-store gifts you can buy and have engraved on site. Employers, don't forget to recognize your employees' annual achievements with custom awards from Awards and More. Call 696-3886 or visit Awards and More next to Luby's on Texas Avenue.
There is something that can only be described as intoxicating about getting into a new vehicle, about having a new vehicle, that new vehicle smell. There's a reason why we like it, right? Okay, because there's just something that's awesome about getting in to your new vehicle. Not so awesome about the whole buying process, though, right? There are pitfalls you want to avoid. There are things that perhaps you want to know more about before you ever set foot on a lot or walk into a dealership. If only there was a way you could get those questions answered. As a matter of fact, there is. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Scroll down, look for a picture of Mike Vivaldi. Click on that. It's absolutely free, and he will answer your questions about the car buying process, things about interest rates, cash back, rebates, all of that stuff. Mike Vivaldi is here to help you out. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. It's absolutely free, absolutely honest. WTAW.com and ask Mike about the car buying experience. It's offered to you from Team Auto and Team Ford in Navasota.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The lighting's great. The audio quality is the best. The music, perfect. And your holiday party is the best in town because of RDM Audio. RDM Audio provides lighting and DJ services that make holiday parties special. What makes it even more special is you get $100 off the regular price this holiday season. Right off the top, you save $100. Call the friendly guys at RDM Audio today, 260-1925. That's 260-1925, 260-1925.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. They're going to do a reality show on a nail shop. Can you imagine that? A reality show that takes place in a nail shop. Because nobody does that. You know, nobody gets their nails done. How many nail shops do we have in this town? Have you got any idea? More than we have tattoo parlors, that's for sure. Lady in England claims that 35 years of being a hairdresser has caused her nose to collapse. Okay. Daily News reports that Edwina Phillipson has had her nose rebuilt by surgeons using cartilage from her ears. 51-year-old claims tiny particles from her client's hair made her nose go away over the years and apparently caused an infection. Edwina is sending out a warning to all other hairdressers. Wear a face mask. Says the same thing could happen to you.
Fried hair?
Headaches. Well, no, her nose collapsed.
Well, she perms?
She has like a Michael Jackson nose now. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything more offensive smelling than a perm?
No. You walk in there and go, oh, my God.
I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes, that's exactly right. But anyway, there probably is something more offensive, but we don't get into that world,
I wanted to be hyperbolic.
Yeah,
about
thank
it,
you. So. Okay, well, because this is Hyper Bowl Friday.
Yeah, it's Hyper Bowl 2010. What with the Aggies and Huskers tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. So it should be.
More in the Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's waging war in Afghanistan, but what's NATO's mission? That's a big question at a summit in Portugal. President Obama is there. So is Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in Lisbon.
And right now the president's in talks with Portugal's leaders, but later today here in Lisbon, the NATO summit is
one of the most important summits in the history of our alliance.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen saying NATO will adopt a new mission statement, perhaps refocusing the alliance on threats from Al-Qaeda or a nuclear Iran. President Obama will urge NATO to adopt common missile defense, and also invited to this summit is Russia's President Medvedev, completing that reset in relations, the White House says. Dave?
Alistair, a gas explosion has left 27 coal miners missing underground in New Zealand, and it's still too dangerous for rescuers to go in. There's a lottery in Washington today for offices for all those newbies just elected to Congress, but the old Congress isn't done yet. Tax cuts, still a big issue. Fox News Radio's Jessica Stone live in Washington.
Dave, Democrats digging in their heels despite signals of compromise from the White House. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid saying he wants Congress to let the tax cuts expire for higher-end Americans.
We have to make sure that we do everything within our power to fixate on those tax cuts for the middle class.
But Republicans vowing to block the effort, at least one would have to vote with Democrats in the Senate. Not likely. Dave?
Jessica Toyota's revving up for a fight, going to court in California today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, hundreds of lawsuits have been filed against Toyota since it started recalling cars late last year. Those suits have been consolidated and assigned to a California judge who will consider Toyota's request to dismiss them. The carmaker says plaintiffs haven't been able to prove that a design defect is responsible for sudden acceleration problems. Dave?
Jennifer, the head of the Fed, warning high unemployment could be with us for years unless the economy is stimulated more.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important information for you. Right now, mortgage rates are as low as they've been in nearly 55 years. Dwight Eisenhower was president of the United States the last time we saw rates this low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%, APR 4.22%. At Quicken Loans, all we do are mortgages, and we do them in all 50 states across America. No checking accounts, no savings accounts, and no free toasters. Your highly trained mortgage banker will work with you to understand your goals and then find a program that best fits your unique situation. That's why 94% of our clients say they'd refer their friends and family members to Quicken Loans. You've got to take advantage of today's super low interest rates right now. In fact, the rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
In a world of over $10 movie tickets, $7 popcorn, $5 sodas.
Unaffordable.
No salvation in sight.
Let's just stay home. Yeah!
DirecTV to the rescue.
We've got access to 400 of the newest releases, all in Blu-ray 1080p HD and 5.1 Dolby Digital.
Plus over 4,000 shows and movies.
Packages starting at $29.99 a month. That's less than one family trip to the movies. Call DirecTV today and ask how to get free HD, 3 free months of Showtime and Stars, and 2 free upgrades to an HD DVR and an HD receiver.
I'll make the popcorn.
Call Starfire Satellite today, your DirecTV authorized dealer, at 776-2215 for savings in quality you can only get with DirecTV.
Access to 400 new releases and 4,000 programs requires higher price package, HD DVR, and broadband connection. Additional fees required. Offer ends 2-9-11. 2-year lease required. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
The world is full of electronic gadgets, and they all run on batteries. That's why your local Batteries Plus store is more important than ever. We have the largest in-stock selection of batteries for PDA, cell phones, MP3 players, laptops, and more. Our friendly experts can test your existing batteries, recycle old ones, even install new batteries in the trickier devices. Stop in today and see how Batteries Plus keeps everything running smoothly. Batteries Plus, America's battery experts.
Batteries Plus is your digital camera and camcorder battery headquarters, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
WTAW News Time is 8:06, 44 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 70. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County grand jury has increased the severity of the crime against a College Station man accused of killing a local woman 2 months ago. The grand jury indicted 45-year-old Stanley Griffin on a charge of capital murder in the strangulation death of Jennifer Haley. Haley's 9-year-old son reported what happened in their College Station apartment on September 19th. Griffin was also arrested for injuring the boy and remains jailed. On the heels of three department heads leaving Bryan City government, now comes a consolidation of two more departments. Interim City Manager Keene Register has announced the merger of the Public Works and Water Services offices. Public Works Director Linda Huff says when she heard about the change, it gave her and her husband the chance to visit about their futures. Huff has announced she's leaving, which follows nearly 20 years with the city in various roles.
Well, it comes at a good, you know, that timing and change for the city comes at a time change with me personally and professionally, whereas I'm really ready to move on and start a different chapter in my life. So I took the opportunity to let them know that.
Huff says she'll continue to work in a transitional role on a temporary basis. Register named Water Services Director Jason Barfneck to lead the newly consolidated Public Works Water Department.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good opportunity for both departments. It'll be an opportunity for us to look at how we're organized and meet with those staff members in Public Works and Water Services and see where we go from here.
Barfneck is in his 10th year with the city of Bryan. The hurdle to override a student presidential veto at Texas A&M proved too high for opponents of a controversial tuition program. Supporters of ending in-state tuition fees for illegal immigrants were unable to override the veto issued by the student body president. The override vote of 34-25 fell a dozen short of the required two-thirds supermajority. Student Senator Stephen Crumpley says more than 300 illegals attend Texas A&M and 12,000 are at all state-funded universities.
Representative Leo Berman, the state legislator, is still going to bring up a bill about this in this next session in the state legislature. I think it's still an overall success. We've got a lot of coverage for it. People actually know about the issue now.
The program enjoys the support of arguably the state's most famous Aggie, Governor Rick Perry. Speaking of Governor Perry, he's taking over as chairman of the Republican Governors Association. Perry last held that job in the 2008 cycle. The new vice chairman is Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, who was elected last fall. It could be the first step toward the state allowing cities and counties to consider metro forms of government. Jim Forsythe has that story.
Representative-elect Lyle Larson, who's been both a city council member and a county commissioner, says it's time to let big cities like Austin, Houston, and San Antonio merge with Travis, Harris, and Bexar counties.
As you see declining revenues at all levels of government, this is the time to look for more efficiencies.
He says the cities and counties could combine law enforcement, other operations, and governments. He says 80% of big city residents support consolidation. In San Antonio, Jim Forsythe, TSN News.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley held its Philanthropy Day reception this week. Checks for more than $1,000 were presented to Elder Aid and Habitat for Humanity. It was also announced this year's honorees of the 7th Annual Foundation Tribute Luncheon are Stephanie Sale and Jim Singleton. The Community Foundation is a nonprofit organization that manages more than 50 funds, totaling $1.5 million for donors throughout the Brazos Valley. And today at 5 is the deadline to enter the 84th Annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. Chairwoman Penny Zinn expects music to be well represented, considering this year's theme of rocking around Christmas.
Of course, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band is going to be there this year. We also have commitments from the Bryan High School and from Consolidated and from Rudder High School. So, and we usually have a few from outside the area. Those entries are still coming in, obviously. So we some of them we have in hand and some of them we're still waiting on. And, you know, everybody can have music hooked up. I expect we're going to hear, you know, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree on a few entries this year.
The entry form is available online at bcsparade.com. Get those entry forms into the Bryan Broadcasting offices by today at 5, no exceptions. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 45 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Four generations of Brazos Valley children have lined the side of Texas Avenue on the first Sunday of December for the annual Christmas parade. This year, it's Sunday, December 5th. Why not put your community group or school in the middle of the biggest Christmas event ever? The deadline for entry is Friday afternoon at 5. Log on to bcsparade.com and download an entry form. See the winners and read the hints on getting started. Putting your entry in the parade is fun. Get all the information at bcsparade.com and have your entry to the Bryan Broadcasting offices in the Crystal Park Plaza no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and becoming seasonably mild this afternoon, around 65 to 70. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy at times, upper 40s to low 50s. Now for Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, high temperature low to mid 70s, only dropping to 60 with clouds around Saturday night. Mix of clouds and sunshine for Sunday, should be a fairly warm day by then. High temperature well up in the 70s, and then a slight chance of showers into early next week. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
812, you know, tomorrow's an anniversary, too. It was on this date in 1985 that we gave our life over to Bill Gates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it.
How about that?
They released Windows 1.0, 1985. And now Bill knows everything about you.
Yeah. I think I was working with that system this morning, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. So, Mister, I have it so hard here. Well, is everything all right now?
Oh, yeah. No, once I got to the point to where I could reboot, but I had, you know, I had things that had to be recorded and sent elsewhere before I could even do that. So I just had to grin and bear it.
You never once said reboot to us. It sounded like when I mentioned it to you, that was the first time you'd thought about it.
No. I thought about it, but rebooting itself, you understood, would have taken 15 minutes, and then there would have been, the people in Navasota would have gotten no sports this morning had I done that.
I
had to.
After all. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
So you're welcome, Navasota.
Okay, there you go. Got that. It's 8:13. Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. What's going on in your world?
Well, a local weather going on. Had to walk the dog early this morning.
I know that feeling. Yeah, I do that on the weekends. I know what you mean. Yeah.
We wanted to stay out all day. Uh-huh. We rushed it. But today I have always bring visitors in, and we have lots of good affiliates. But today I'm here with Elena Reese from Focus Festival 3, and it's a festival that's been going on for 3 years. It has a different focus every year, and she's here to tell you about that.
Hey, Elena, focus. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. Very well.
Good. Thanks for coming in. Tell me about then Focus 3. What's this going to be focused on?
We decided to focus on Russian school. It's quite a surprise, of course, because I am Russian.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm shocked over that. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I had an idea. We had previously, we had Bach as the main figure of the festival. We had Robert Schumann last year. And this time we decided, well, we need to change the pattern. We need to show to everyone that it's possible to center the entire festival, not around any particular figure, but around a whole big national school of music.
Okay.
And yes, the Russian comes to mind immediately, because everybody knows at least Tchaikovsky, Sleeping Beauty, Nutcracker comes to mind. Our festival this year lasts starting from very late October till mid-February, which is absolutely outstanding. We never had such long-lasting festival, only because we have so many good students in the area, music students, and only because we've managed to arrange so many big events with these students involved and arts participating in it, that we decided to break it into many, many events throughout this period of time, almost half a year, 6 months.
So now, the events will be held. What kind of venues, and where will they be and when?
Tomorrow, we have a second event of this festival, and these two first events, they have this motto, getting to know. First event was getting to know each other, and it featured a group of Russian high school students coming to town, and it was arranged around them. This time, tomorrow, we have getting to know Russian art. It will happen in Bryan Library at 1. We start at 1. It will have so many interesting points in it, as we have a presentation by Nan Curtis, director of MSC Forsyth Center Galleries. She will have actually two presentations tomorrow. One dedicated to Russian icons. It's quite a special part of Russian art, and I hope that we'll learn a lot. And another one, she volunteered to do some talk and some show, I mean slideshow, not actual show,
okay,
on a Russian costume, Russian traditional costume. Amazingly enough, this time we have one student from A&M making a presentation about very specific kind of Russian art, Russian architecture of beginning of 20th century. I'm very glad that it happened that way, because it's not very often that a student in the middle of Texas is able to do such a specific topic about Russian culture.
Kind of a pleasant surprise. Is there a website where they could see a schedule of events, or is it all collected someplace?
Yes, this is bvmta.org. It's a website of Brazos Valley Music Teachers Association, and the entire event will, of course, feature local music students. We have quite a hefty number of students participating tomorrow, and also we're opening two exhibitions after this set of presentations. We open two exhibitions in the MSC Forsyth Center Galleries. One is from Russian Cultural Center in Houston. It's exhibition of posters, images of Moscow, they're called. And another one is exhibition of local art students' artworks.
Okay.
And which is absolutely amazing.
Great. Tell them again what the website is.
bvmta.org.
Okay. We hope people will take advantage of that. Thanks for the time this morning. Thank what you. Else you got for us today, Chris?
Lots of things, but I'll be brief. Stage Center and Theater Company are selling their tickets. If you want to get White Christmas tickets, you better get them now. Also, they're flipping the switch tonight in Bryan. Is that correct? They're
right. Turn it on the lights.
Mm-hmm. Downtown. And also, if you want to get some goodies at the Artisan Bazaar at the Art Center, you better do it pretty quick. We're running through November 30th, and lots of good stuff out there for people to purchase.
One-of-a-kind type items. All right, and tell them the website if they want some more information.
ACBV.org, and we have information on all our affiliates, including Focus Festival 3 and all those great events that are going on around the Brazos Valley.
All right, very good. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with folks from the Arts Council on alternate Fridays, and it's 8:18, and Katie Marie Lyles will join us from College Station Council in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
Anytime you think about Thanksgiving meals, you always remember the pie. This year, let the families at A&M Methodist Church hand make a pie or two for your family. The pies are made to order, so you'll need to place your order before 5 on Friday. The only choice you'll need to make is whether you want a traditional pumpkin pie, or maybe the moist and sweet praline sweet potato pie, or you could pick the chocolate pecan pie. But for Thanksgiving, why not let the real Texan come out with a pecan pie? Sticky, sweet, crunchy, and perfect. Place your order by calling A&M Methodist Church today. From their family to your family for Thanksgiving.
8:19, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and Ben Hardiman joins us this morning. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Scott?
Are you in a car that has windows this morning?
Well, I'm not in a car at the moment.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's good. It can be kind of chilly early in the morning in this time of year when you're driving around in an old car.
It sure can.
You're not calling us for this. You're calling this. We're talking because you're the chairman of the Downtown Bryan Association. You got a big deal coming up this Sunday afternoon.
Yes. Actually, I'll start with commenting that 71 years ago, on November 21st, a huge crowd gathered in downtown Bryan to participate in the grand opening of the Queen Theater.
Wow. Wow, that's tremendous. Okay. And
so 71 years later, we're inviting the community out to watch the removal of the crown on the Queen Theater, one of the more visible steps in the beginning of the restoration process. And at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, we'll gather and begin the ceremonies. Wakefield Sign Company is graciously providing a crane, and they're going to reach up there and pluck that crown down, lower it to the ground where people can see it up close and personal.
Yeah, that's something nobody's ever really been able to do, I guess, to be able to actually get that close to it and see it.
Not without going through a lot of steps to get up on top of the theater.
There you go. And then you got, who's going to paint it for you?
Mako Signs. Butch over at Mako Signs has agreed he will paint the crown for us, restore it to its bright, colorful condition. And then after that gets done, it'll go back to Wakefield Sign, and they're going to add the neon lighting to it and get it ready to go back up there.
Well, that's when do we think that's going to happen, Ben?
Probably midsummer. It won't take that long to restore the crown, but the facade of the theater needs to be restored in the meantime before we put the crown back up.
Sure.
So it'll probably be mid to late summer before we're raising the crown back up there.
There you are. Well, the weather ought to be great on Sunday afternoon if folks want to come down and get an up-close look at the crown coming off the Queen Theater. If they want some more information or they want to help out and support, what do they do, Ben?
Well, one answer to your question about when it'll go back up depends on our fundraising effort. We are in the midst of fundraising for the project. We'll be down there. Representatives of the Downtown Bryan Association will be there to take donations and talk to people about the process Sunday afternoon. But they can contact the Downtown Bryan Association at 822-4920. Or the offices are at 213B South Main in Bryan.
All right. Sounds like a deal. We'll look forward to it and see you on Sunday. Thank you, Ben.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Jay Sokol joins us this morning from the city of College Station. What's going on in the two-name city?
There's always something going on in the two-name city. But I'm riding, wingman right now to City Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles. Yeah. And it's been a while since she's been here.
Been a while. It has, yeah. Her hair's still the same color, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, she still physically looks pretty much the same. But there's been a lot going on. How are you today?
I'm doing great. My hair's a lot longer, though.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right. It's because I've been watching you on the council meetings, which is the great... Y'all were the best television, I think, going last week, as a matter of fact. That here, citizens, can be fun. And I think y'all are the only council that's actually had somebody bodily removed by a police officer. That happened, what, a few weeks?
No. Same person was removed, I think, from both cities.
Oh, okay. Well, there. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll have to have them on sometime.
We just have more camera angles to capture it. Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of things have gone on. City's done a lot of things. As one member of council, just want to get your thoughts on some of those. First of all, where we are with Welborn and the way it's been handled up to now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, first of all, I'm mean and evil and all that. And I think you understand that.
Sure.
If you've read the blogs, you know that.
Okay. No, I haven't, but go ahead. All right.
No, I do very much like all the people in Welborn, and I respect them, and I can appreciate where they're coming from. And this has been a hard issue because... for them, and I understand this, it's a very emotional issue, and I'm trying to look at this on the basis of logic, and really, is it in the best interest of the citizens of College Station to allow a city to incorporate in your ETJ? And so, if it was purely an emotional issue for me, I'd say, well, let's give them what they want, because we like them, we want to be good neighbors and stuff like that, and so it's been a hard issue, because you want to do the right thing, but we've been over backwards, quite frankly, trying to work with them, trying to meet with them and do what we can to cooperate. And so it's coming along, and we'll see. We're going to continue, I believe, to continue trying to work with them and come to a solution and cooperate and compromise.
In your view, is the right thing to do as one member of council to annex Welborn?
At this point in time, with the information I have, yes.
Okay.
And I know that makes me a bad guy, but... the thing is, and I've asked this several times, and nobody has been able to answer it to me, and I'm still open, but how is it logically, don't give me an emotional answer, but how is it logically in the best interest of the citizens now in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years to allow a city to incorporate in your ETJ? And if someone could come to me and show me a logical argument of how it would be in, better for the citizens of College Station for now and in the future to allow that, I'd be open to say, okay, well, I didn't know that information. Let's see what we can do to work together. And so...
by a wide margin, College Station voters have said they don't want a transportation fee. Your thought, again, as one member of council, where does that leave you?
Well, if you look back at the notes, and if you looked at my blog, which I know so many people just go to those blogs and read them, and what I had said was I wasn't personally supporting the fee. What I was in favor of is allowing the people to have a voice and to make their voice known. And so I think the people have spoken loud and clear. They don't want another tax. They don't want another fee. They want us to buckle down and find it in the general fund. And so I think that we've got our marching orders, and we're going to have to do that. And so, any day that the people can have their voice known and represent themselves, you know, that's a great day. And
well, you and I were talking off the air a little bit about how margins in elections and city elections have been very small. This was not small. This was a very large message that was sent by your electorate. So now charged with that, you got some tough decisions to make because that money has to be found somewhere.
Absolutely, and I knew that going into this.
All right, so where are the rocks that you're going to look under?
It's going to be very interesting, but I still think we'll see when budget time comes around. I think there are areas that we didn't look too hard enough, but I think that's a greater representation of the people say, listen, the economy's bad. We don't want to spend any more money than we have to. We already feel taxed. We're pressed. Get creative. Find another solution. Find another way. And I'm like, well, let's just do it. Let's get creative. Let's do it. You know, staff did an incredible job, and I'm always proud of the efforts they put forward. But I think council, we can still continue to look at different options and things and how to cut the budget some more. And so
more and more what we're seeing is things are put in place, and then operation and maintenance is something that's got to be budgeted. Okay, we talked about that, the trees on the bypass, and that's fine. That's great to plant the trees, but they still got to be watered and taken care of. The water event is obviously the next one that council has said, water feature, that council has said, all right, we're going to do this, but there's going to be some operation expenses involved. Now, those in favor, how'd you vote on this?
Okay, well, I voted to put it in place, but the reason I did that is because we are contractually legally obligated in order to do so. And so, Scott, you know, I found myself between a rock and a hard place, because here we have something that legally there's a document here that says we have to do this. So
is there a time frame in that document?
Yes,
it must be done now.
Well, the time frame has already expired, and so quite frankly I don't know how we haven't had, you know, legal implications put against us yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are. I'm sitting here like, I don't agree with this, up to estimated $170,000 in O&M when I feel like we're already pressed to pay the bills we have now. I don't agree with this, but could we possibly get involved in another lawsuit? And so I was apprehensive, you know, if you looked at that. I wasn't happy about that at all. But
did you direct city attorney's office to talk to the other party, see if there's anything that they could be done? Because I don't know when that contract was let, but obviously things have changed in this world since then.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Why can't you try to find some sort of relief on the calendar that says we just can't do this now?
Mm-hmm.
Because we all make personal decisions based on we could afford something before, we can't do it now. We just can't do it. Has that even been explored?
Absolutely. Well, what we did is we gave the direction for the bid. You know, and so we didn't say, staff, go out, we're going to build this tomorrow. We did start the process, however, and I do recognize that the current city attorney did send a synopsis of the legal document, and I looked at that, and then I said, well, I want an actual copy of that document so I can look at it. And, you know, she did an excellent job in that synopsis, but I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, there's got to be something we can do. We've got to be able to sit down and there's got to be some creative solution that we can come up with. And so that was a very hard decision.
I don't know if it's the right word or not, but the TIF has run out. Can you disassemble this TIF now? Can you do that? Can you make that TIF go away in the corridor? Would you be in favor of that?
I don't think legally we can. There's a lot of questions I would have about that and what we legally can do. And then even if we legally can, what's that going to do? And I'm going to be careful here because I don't know how much I can say because it's a legal document, and I don't know if that's necessarily.
Yeah. Well, you're not speaking legally for the city, but what my thought is, you know, it's much like the Dallas-Fort Worth Turnpike continued to exist years after it was paid for. If this TIF has expired, then is there any reason to even keep it in place, in your view?
As in the corridor, like Wolfpin Creek?
Well, because, if that TIF has expired, and my understanding is it has, then why can't those funds now then be used to be put in the general fund as opposed to being used within the corridor, which is my understanding of the reason that you have a TIF in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is my understanding now. The TIF has expired, and so all the money that's been collected there is going to go back into the
general
fund.
Okay, well, and that may be the case. That's why I ask that. Okay. What else is going on? What are some hot issues as far as you're concerned that College Station's got to do besides find the money for the transportation fund and basically, what's the short-term future?
Well, it's going to be really interesting. You know, we've got we have a new council member, you know, sits to my left now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've
y'all passing notes? Y'all like, you acting up in council meetings?
Well, you know, I try my best to behave, but it is very hard for me. Nancy tries to keep me in line.
Okay, yeah. But.
Now it's kind of interesting. We have three women serving on the council.
Yes, we do.
And yeah. I don't know if we've ever had that before or if the most has been three. I'm not really sure on that.
I don't think that's happened before.
But, you know, we've got to hire a city manager. We've got three council places that are up in May, and so it's going to be very interesting. The dynamics of the council have changed a lot, and so the dynamics of the city have changed a lot, and so it's going to be – we have an interesting future ahead of us, but I think we've got a great leader to push us through.
Ought to be fun. Thanks a lot for the time. Katie Marie Lyle, she's a College Station City Council member. We visit the members usually about once a month on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie Reports brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. It's a big weekend. A record-setting first day of student ticket pull earlier this week. 13,678 students pulled tickets for the Saturday game this past Monday, and then student ticket pull continued into Thursday. By the way, got something special. In addition to having a record number of students, all fans are encouraged to bring their 12th man towels to the game this weekend against Nebraska. The tradition of the 12th man towel started way back in 85 as the Aggies made their way to the Southwest Conference Championship. Thanks to a couple of great sponsors, Pepsi and Nationwide Insurance, 20,000 towels are going to be made available to fans as they enter Kyle Field on Saturday. The gates are going to open at 5 o'clock. So all of that coming up. Now then, everything really starts on Friday night tonight with Texas A&M basketball taking on Texas A&M International. That game's going to tip at 7. Broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network will start at 6:30. We've got something special here. If you have a Nebraska football ticket, you can present it at Reed Arena at the ticket office, and you can purchase tickets for $5 in the upper level or $10 in the lower level. Well, that's again with your Husker ticket for the game tonight beginning at 7 against A&M International. Head coach Mike Sherman now talking about the game tomorrow night against Nebraska. Ask a question about the offensive line, certainly with Cyrus Gray running for over 100 yards now in four consecutive games. O-line's doing something right. And was also specifically asked about the two freshman linemen, the two tackles.
Well, I think the group as a whole, the offensive line, we lost three seniors last year, and Evan Ike started some of the games last year and became a starter, and then Pat started some of the games last year and became a starter. But that whole group, it's been so important for them to mesh together and be able to communicate with all the different looks that we see defensively. So that group as a whole, I think, has grown. When you speak specifically to the tackles, you know, I think they're really, really coming into their own right now. I think they're doing a good job. They'll be tested this week, for sure, as have been tested in the last couple of weeks. But I think they're getting more confidence about what they're doing. It's a huge jump from high school to college, and again from college to NFL. It's almost equal as far as the hurdle you have to go over. But I think they're handling it very well. They don't when they do screw up or make a mistake or give up a sack, they don't get down on themselves. You know, as I tell them, I said, you're going to make mistakes. You know, I'm okay with that. Just don't make a mistake on effort. Don't make a mistake on toughness and physicality. But you're going to make some mistakes. Well, they're making less and less right now. Now, we have had a share of penalties, and some of those penalties are related to those guys, but I think they're getting better.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman, the Aggies and the Huskers tomorrow night. We got basketball tonight at Reed against Texas A&M International. I'm Dave South, and that's the Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Well, 27 years, can you imagine that? 27 years that Danny Morrison over at Epicures has been heading up this effort to feed the hungry in the Brazos Valley. You know what happens on Thanksgiving. You've probably been a volunteer for this over at Epicures. Go and help cook turkey, help serve turkey,
put it in containers, and deliver it right to the front door of the elderly and the poor and the people who otherwise would not get a Thanksgiving dinner. We're talking about that on Bravo Brazos Valley today. Well, actually, Bill Oliver visited recently with Danny Morris.
Thanksgiving, you guys do things up right for those who would otherwise not have a Thanksgiving.
Well, that's right. We are in our 27th year this year. We're trying to serve out about 1,200 meals. That's where we cap it off the last few years. We're going to start in the morning really, really early. We're asking for help from people that want to work a lot. They come in around 8 on Thanksgiving morning. If they want to help, they come in around 9. If they want to make deliveries, they come in around 9:30. Last year, we had about 250 volunteers.
And how many were served last year?
We did around 1,200 meals.
And where do you find these 1,200?
People will call in. They'll know someone that's by themselves or that could use a meal, and they'll call in. They'll give us a name, a phone number, a number of meals that they want delivered, and an address to deliver it to. We used to do dine-in service, but since there's so many volunteers, we just do it all send out.
And I want to mention the phone number as much as possible during our visit. Let's start with that.
The phone number to call if you're looking to make contributions of any kind or come help or give us a name of someone is 695-0985. It's our number at Epicures. We are in conjunction and partners with the food bank. We do a lot of things through the year for them. One of the reasons that we're really excited this year is because there's a greater need this year than there has been in the past.
Quantify that.
Over 3 million pounds of food was given out by the food bank in 2009. They're looking at 305 million pounds this year. The numbers of people that were helped this year versus last year in October is up 25%. 40% of those people are children. 12% are seniors. The seniors typically net out at about 9 or 10%. In our community, there's a greater need for it.
Where does the food come from that you prepare?
All the food that we do is either purchased in by us through our wholesalers. Most of it, majority of it, probably over 90% of it, comes through the food bank. And so, you know, if somebody wants to help and donate some food, we're asking to send it to the food bank.
Quantify the number of turkeys and cases of green beans and sacks of potatoes, however you measure, has anybody ever thought about, you know, since you're almost at 30 years of doing this, it just must take such a large quantity?
It does, and the problem is turkeys. Turkeys typically run anywhere from about 10 pounds to 20 pounds. That requires an entire oven. A lot of times at your house, you can't do a lot of other things when the turkey's in. We're having 65 turkeys this year. We're cooking them. First time in 10 years, we're not going to campus at Texas A&M to do it. It's going to be done by two of my competitors. They're cooking all the turkeys for us at CJ's Barbecue and also at Global Events Group, and they're helping us provide that portion of it. We'll do everything else in-house.
So there you go. If you want to help or you know somebody who needs a meal, that phone number again, 695-0985, and it's not too early to call right now. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
WTAW News Time, 840, 46 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. 2 months ago this morning, a 9-year-old boy told authorities his mother had been killed. A Brazos County grand jury indicted 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station for the capital murder of Jennifer Haley. She was strangled to death in her College Station apartment. Griffin was also arrested for injuring the boy and remains jailed. Interim Bryan City Manager Keen Register has announced the consolidation of two departments. Water Services Director Jason Barfnecht will also be responsible for public works activities. Having a few technical problems. Here's Jason.
You just sit down and visit with the public works staff and kind of see what they have going on. I'm not real familiar with everything, but have been involved with the CIP projects and some of the other projects I kind of know about but don't know much detail. So I need to get involved with them and see exactly what they have going on and see what kind of improvements we can make.
Public Works Director Linda Huff, who is stepping down, says the timing was perfect.
One of the good things is the city has asked me to stay on in the transitional role, and that's going to also enable me to kind of look at my options, and I'm really excited about that. I'm not sure if I'll go back into I could go into private sector, I could go back into public sector. We've even toyed with the idea of moving back to Arkansas.
Huff leaves after nearly 20 years with the city in a variety of roles. Barfnecht is in his 10th year with the city of Bryan. The merger also follows the departure of three department heads since August. It was Texas lawmakers who sought the opinion of the Texas A&M University Student Senate about repealing in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. A majority of the Senate voted to repeal. The student body president vetoed it, and the Senate fell short of overriding that veto. Student Senator Stephen Crumpley noted the impact at A&M and all state-funded universities.
The last report that I saw was around 304 illegal aliens who attended Texas A&M, and about 12,000 attend all of the Texas universities.
The veto override vote was 34 to 25 in favor, but fell a dozen short of the required two-thirds supermajority. Texas awarded more than $33 million in student aid to illegals between the fall of 2004 and summer 2008 semesters. And rocking around Christmas can still use you. Entries for the 84th annual BCS Christmas Parade are being accepted until this afternoon at 5.
We have them divided up according to divisions. For example, there's a college division. There is a community youth division. There are elementary school. It's all divided up into age appropriate kind of activities. And of course then into small and large business depending upon how many employees that an organization has. And realizing that the budgets are different, and so we didn't feel it was, appropriate to judge everybody the same depending upon what kind of resources they had.
Parade Chairwoman Penny Zent says entry forms and all associated information can be found online at bcsparade.com. Get those entry forms into the Bryan Broadcasting offices by today at 5. WTAW News Time is 8:43, 46 degrees right now. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Higgins.
Hey, Mr. Siebert.
I thought you called in sick today. What are you doing here?
You better stay back.
You better get back to work.
I'm trying.
You'll never know who you'll see at Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. After all, with over 30 years of amazing deals and a huge selection of quality Toyotas, everyone's going to the event that happens only once a year. But Toyotathon won't last long, and neither will the amazing deals. Now get $3,000 cash back on all 2011 Tundras, or choose 0 APR for 60 months on your Tundra and save over $6,100 in finance charges. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.43% versus 0% with $35,800 financed. Typical amount for new 2011 Tundra Crew Max. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 1-3-2011.
Let's set a world record for student attendance when 8th-ranked Nebraska comes to Kyle Field. Student pool won't change for the game, but any A&M student without an all-sports pass can purchase a $20 ticket to the November 20th game. These tickets go on sale at 8 a.m. Thursday the 18th, 12th-man ticket center located in the zone, as well as trailers near Sabisa on North Campus and Wainer on West Campus. Guest tickets, $40, are also available for sports card holders. Go to AggieAthletics.com to see complete details of this offer. Will you be a part of a world record at Kyle Field?
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components. And we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
8:45. That's right. It's 8:45. Let me do the weather. I'll just do it right here. It'll be real quick. And weather is brought to you this morning by folks at Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com. About 70 for a high temperature today, low temperature tonight. Probably be around 50 or so, and could be some fog developing. About 75 for a high temperature tomorrow, 60 tomorrow night for a low, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, high around 80. Be pretty good.
80.
Chase got soaked.
That's swimming weather.
Yeah. Chase got so cold.
I kind of got scotted, if you think about it. You know, it was 8:40 when we went to news.
I understand. But I did the Bravo Brazos Valley thing. I mean, you knew that
Oh, throw Tom under the bus. I see. It's Tom's fault we didn't get the news until 8:40. I get it.
Whatever it takes.
I had extra visitors today. That's true. The doctor's office was really full. So, anyway. Now then, it was all right.
We're the information station.
We are. Another thing that's happening this weekend, and Chase, you're too young, I guess, to remember this. If I say the show, you'll know, but I don't think you've seen it.
Let's go home then.
No, it's okay.
I love Chase Too Young stories.
Yeah, it was a TV movie called The Day After.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Yeah,
that was
okay.
1983.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Manhattan, Kansas, right?
Was it Manhattan or Lawrence? Something?
No, I think it was Manhattan.
It could have been, yeah.
I say I remember it, and what I do remember is what the premise of it was and being scared to death.
And as a result, you know, now we look back how we have changed as a country. I mean, now we look back at this and scoff. But at the time, major advertisers pulled out of this thing.
Really?
Yeah, and the network just went nuts, and they decided that no commercials would be shown after the bombs were dropped on the screen. This thing viewed by 100 million people. Now, it says here,
I remember Jason Robards was in it.
80 cast members with speaking roles. Only 15 were from Hollywood. The rest were townspeople and farmers and professors and local business people. And you're right, Lawrence, Kansas is where they did it.
Oh, it was Lawrence. Okay.
Yeah. You say Manhattan.
I said Manhattan. Yeah.
Hundreds of other residents participated. Right before the movie aired, it was screened by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who reportedly thought they were going to snicker and pick it apart. Instead, they sat there and pretty much just turned to stone as they watched it happen. And then afterwards, and ABC set up 1-800 lines to distribute, and they distributed 500,000 viewers' guides to go along with this. And when it was over, Ted Koppel hosted a live panel discussion
to help
viewers cope with what they had seen. Henry Kissinger, Robert McNamara, William F. Buckley, George Shultz, Carl Sagan, and billions of others.
What an interesting panel.
It is, yeah, it is. Carl Sagan, Henry Kissinger, Robert McNamara, William F. Buckley, and George Shultz. So
George Shultz, did he just show off his tattoo? I remember that.
Yeah, that's true. To add a little levity to it, while they were talking about something serious, he turns, drops trowel, and goes, boom!
Y'all want to see this? It's a tiger.
Yeah. Anyway, during that gathering that Carl Sagan first introduced the phrase nuclear winter into the lexicon, an event that actually happened in the film. And he presented the vivid analogy that the arms race between the U.S. and the Soviet Union was akin to two men standing waist-deep in gasoline, one with three matches, the other with five. So, 1983.
Why would you need five matches? Shouldn't you just need four?
Right, or just one.
Or just one?
Yeah, all it takes is one and you set it off at the right time. But that was this weekend is the anniversary of that happening. So, yeah. And I didn't see it, but I do remember
imagine that, Tom. It's another movie Scott didn't see.
It's on TV. Yeah.
I don't want to watch I want to watch Alice. I think it's a rerun tonight. That Mel cracks me up. Kiss my grits.
World's coming in the other station.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. I had a 1-year-old and a 6-year-old. Okay. So I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
Was...
Yeah. Guess what? My parents had a 7-year-old too. We're watching this, boy.
Is that it? We're watching Be Good For You.
Yeah.
Scare the dickens out of you.
See, I remember that, and I remember watching because, you know, we got that Northeast Texas cable.
Yeah.
Channel 3, 6, and 12 from the air antenna out of Shreveport. And we watched that because we could pick up ABC, which is Channel 3, most of the time.
Uh-huh.
We could pick up Channel 6 all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we could only pick up Channel 12, you know, if you kind of held your mouth just right, which really stunk on Friday night when the Dukes of Hazzard came on.
Sure.
But the in 1983, there was that. And then later, earlier, it probably was earlier in the year, if it was this time of year, that that they did The Day After. But so it must have been earlier in the year in 83 when NBC ran the miniseries V.
Okay.
And we watched just about every second of that. And I remember, boy, when they started pulling the skin off and we find out those are big iguanas underneath there and those aliens. I mean, you talk about, you know, a seven-year-old with some sleepless nights.
I was
going
to say, you had some trouble getting to sleep after
Well,
that,
I had right? aliens with nuclear bombs under my bed, yeah, as far as I was concerned.
Perfect. So. Hello?
Yeah, well, we didn't watch it because my dad told us it was communist propaganda.
Okay.
As evidenced by the appearance of Carl Sagan on the follow-up panel.
Yeah, that's it. And but William F. Buckley there to balance it.
Yeah. True, true. Yeah, but yeah. McNamara kind of tilts it again.
Probably so. Right, though, when you're 7 years old and you watch skin peeling off of stuff that, and again, in these,
And in both movies, skin peeling off, quite frankly.
But in the, consider this, though, in the relative or perceived safety of your own home, not the same as going to see it in a movie theater where you expect something like that. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
I
right.
I mean, the reality, and again, from
That's an excellent point. It becomes more of a stronger shock factor.
Right, because you feel like you're in some ways being violated because it's happening within your home where you think you'd be comfortable, and a little bit of shocking images there. All right, it's 852.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote, 694-6900, or on the web at bcins.net.
The official jeweler of Aggie Athletics, David Gardner, invites you to come by David Gardner's Jewelers before you head to watch A&M beat the hell out of Nebraska on Saturday. We'll have Chef Tay from Veritas cooking up gourmet game day food from 11:30 to 2 in his mobile bistro. While you're here, come inside to earn double points on all David Yurman purchases and see our newest collection, Michelle Watches. Fabulous designer watches starting at $300. Come check out what the official jeweler of Aggie Athletics has going on game day.
Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Brian Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. Sells the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Brian Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota before November 30th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza. That's something big.
All right, it's time for I'm Not Going to the Game. Give us a call at 695-1620. I'm Not Going to the Game. Got stuff to give away for people who aren't going to the football game. Or either that or they could trade their tickets for what we have. Yeah, that probably wouldn't work, would it? 695-1620. Just, you know, want to give stuff away. Let's go, because it's Friday and, you know, we only got about six more minutes. Who's this?
James Houston.
James Houston, what do you do, James?
I am a professional job seeker.
Right. Now, James, I tell you, see, the deal is I've got tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival, but I don't know if that's not like giving a starving man or a thirsty man one drink of water in the desert. I mean, I send you over there, and you're going to spend money.
Well, hey, maybe I could find a job at the Ren Fest. Who knows?
Hey, you got to dress funny, though.
But they're probably always looking for somebody to juggle swords or something.
Yeah, that's true. All right, James, you know where we're located?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
What's James' last name again?
Houston.
Houston.
Got it.
It's a big city in southeast Texas.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Today is guess the prize you're going to win.
Travel Yahtzee.
say Renfest tickets.
Say Renfest tickets?
Yes, you're right. Congratulations.
Yay!
How did you know?
That's fun.
Oh.
Everything all right?
Goodness.
Hello?
It's the day after.
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, we were scared. We scared we lost you. Okay. All right, who's this?
And, this is Terry. I've never been to RenFest, ever.
Carrie, is that right?
Yes, Terry with a T as in Tom.
And what's your last name, Terry?
Rogers.
Okay, what do you do, Terry?
I own Aggieland Limousines.
Oh, good for you. Well,
all right. Well, we know how you're going to get there.
Hey, wait a minute. We need to friend up with this young lady right here. I tell you.
We can friend up. We can friend up.
What we meant was trade here, Terry.
Well, now, I have to tell you, the limos are all on the road for the game.
I bet they probably are. Now, how far away are you having to go to pick somebody up to get here?
They're actually coming here. I think they're coming in from Houston.
You're going to squire them around town in the limo, huh?
Yeah, they rented all three of them, so they got a big day planned.
Oh. So do you need a CDL to drive a limousine because they're so big?
Only our 20-passenger. You don't have to have one to drive our 8 or our 12-passenger.
Okay.
You see I'm throwing in some advertising here, right?
Nothing wrong with that. That's okay. That's all right.
What's the turning radius on one of those?
Not too good.
I didn't figure.
It normally takes us two lanes.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, so do you have time to go? Because this is on the weekend. Will that work out okay for you?
This weekend or next?
It's this weekend or next weekend?
We can do next weekend because I do have to hang around town.
Yeah, or you can give them to a friend, a friend.
Or I'll do this. I got a $20 certificate to the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. If you want that, you don't have to leave town, and you know, so it's your choice.
Yeah, I'll take the bakery. That sounds great.
Dude, that's good. All right, we got that done, and she's indebted to us for life, guys. So I guess we can talk to her.
Sounds good.
All right, see you later. All right, bye.
All right.
How'd I do on that, huh, fellas?
All right. Let's see. We got us a plumber and now a limo company.
Got her a $20 gift certificate, and she'll answer our call. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Raymond, the other plumber.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
Yep.
Only a matter of time.
Tom, you smell that?
Are we still naming what we're going to win?
I smell a conspiracy.
I ain't stapling any more rent tickets unless it's confirmed here.
Raymond, you got me in more trouble. Oh, God. All right, anyway. Boys, can I give Raymond a pair of tickets?
Oh, sure, okay? Scott. Go right ahead. Just another broadcasting coinkydink.
Raymond, what's your last name?
K-E-I-T-A.
All right, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Look on the check stubs.
Hello.
Ink ain't even dry on that check.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Keith. K-I-E-T-H.
Put Scott's plumber on there. They know who he is.
Now nobody will call.
Yeah, because they don't have an existing relationship.
Who's this?
That's Jim Davenport.
How you doing, Jim?
What do you do for Scott?
Yeah.
What do I do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for Scott?
Nothing. He just listens. He listens to the show.
You mow rent house lawns.
I listen to the show faithfully.
Good.
I'm looking for some tickets for the Renaissance.
That's good. We got a pair for you. Oh, God, I'm so glad you called. What do you do, Jim?
I do home remodeling, construction.
Okay. We don't know each other, right?
No.
Not yet.
I can't get four tickets, can I?
That's up to Tom.
You'd have to know Scott.
Now I got two tickets for you, Jim. Thank you.
What was Jim's last name?
It's all about Davenport. Being knowed, Jim.
What was Jim's last name?
Davenport.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a big porch, you know, a Davenport.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like
a big porch?
Yeah, wasn't that what they used to call them, those porches?
No, that's what you call your sofa. Is your Davenport. No,
that was the divan.
That was the divan. Oh, okay. What was your Davenport?
I thought that was, you know, anyway. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
If my grandma was alive, we'd know.
We crashed and burned in about the last 3 minutes, didn't we?
Yeah. Man, just exposing people for what they are.
It was all Raymond's fault. If Raymond hadn't called, but anyway.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, everything been fine.
Dadgummit, Raymond.
That's all right. But you do need to call me, Raymond. I need some work.
You slime ball.
Anyway, on this date in history, I got nothing. I probably printed it up, but...
Well, don't say that.
That's good. You got a minute.
Y'all talk some more. Because
no, we got 30 seconds.
Oh, you got 30 seconds?
Yeah. Can't you just fill 30 seconds?
If my computer works.
One of my shows has gotten canceled. I'm a little
What?
We'll say it real quick there.
Okay. The medium. Yeah, the medium.